I'm a Cub fan and a Bud man, and I trust you are too.
Yeah. Oh, man, is this going to be something? Okay, 10:06 at WIOD. It is so hot in this studio, man, in this building. The air is out. We're working on a holiday. This is the last one I'm doing, okay?
Really?
The last one that I'm doing. Huh. You know, Steve does trivia on these holidays, and I'll be honest with you, I don't blame him. That's the most effort that he should be putting out. Oh, look at this. Rich got a fan.
A fan? Where
Thank God. Just stick it in front of my nose, okay? Man, I came in not feeling good to begin with. I felt like I was going to puke. I think it was psychological, you know, working on these holidays. See, what they don't understand, isn't it interesting how, like, Friday midday after everybody got paid, then the place kind of bailed out? Did you notice that?
Kind of.
And now it's Monday, and all these douchebags are taking this long, extended holiday. Even working in podunk places, I never heard of working on Memorial Day and on the 4th of July and all these other days. It's incredible.
Purim.
And Purim, yeah. And on Sukkot, they got to be out of their mind. These goyim here, man, working on Sukkot, they're nuts. Yeah, just crank it up.
Where did you find that?
Oh, thank God for Fat Rich, boy. Oh,
what would
man.
We do without Fat Rich?
Is there any air coming? I think it's blowing the wrong way. Oh, it's making a lot of noise. That's good. Oh,
blowing.
Great. Don't stop.
Can you hear that?
Thank God. Wow.
Feels
you just
good.
Barely hear it? I don't care if it sounds like a wind tunnel. It doesn't make any difference to me. No, it's not working, Henry. Don't, just calm down. 10:07 at WIOD, and Henry's been crawling around on his hands and knees all morning in the newsroom, so that should give you an idea. This is it. This is the end. I'm going on strike on the next one. Now, the 4th of July, I'll be on vacation anyway.
That's right.
Easy for you to say.
That's right. You'll be on vacation that weekend.
Collect from Highlands. Where the hell is Highlands? North Carolina? Well, we don't care about that. I feel like crap. I walk out the front door this morning. There's a snake on my front thing there, on my stoop, whatever you call it, in front of your door. There's a snake. Not a big one. Just a smallish one.
Yep. Up.
What?
It's falling.
Oh, the fan is falling. Good. Maybe we'll have a fire in here or something, okay? God, that would be the best thing that ever happened to this place. It's the only way we'll get any time off, I'll tell you that. Then we'd probably do the show from Channel 7. Oh, that's great. Boy, thank God for Fat Rich. Just a little circulate. The thing is blowing hot air, and we got enough hot air at WIOD already, okay? It's blowing hot air. See, now if the corporate bureaucratic assholes were here today, you can be damn sure they'd have the AC people in here, and the engineers would be up on the ceiling. We're all here all alone, and it feels like death in here, man. This is pathetic. What the hell are we doing here today?
Good question.
And I got a Cubs game at 1 o'clock, and we're trying to find WTBS. They're playing the Braves in Atlanta.
Why do you have to find
the
station?
We're trying to find TBS on his cable
3 hours
here.
Before the game. You
have you
had
to find
have
anything
it.
On his cable system?
Well,
yeah. It could be a point. This this cable system probably doesn't have TBS, you know?
It may not.
KTLA in Los Angeles or something without good luck.
Is this Gold Coast? It's the weirdest one I've ever
seen. Yeah, sparing no expense. To bring you the very best. So this is going to be quite a show. They're going to get what they're paying for today.
I'm dying over here.
Yeah. Oh, man. I felt like puke coming in here, but now coming and sitting and it's blowing hot air from the vent. So the fan is circulating the hot air. Oh, it feels like we're in a swamp, like we're doing a show from the Everglades. It might be what? Froze up?
I think we got it covered.
You got it covered.
It was turned off.
What was turned off?
The whole unit, the other side of the
was turned
Why was
off.
It turned off? What kind of morons have we got in this place, huh?
Oh, no wonder it wasn't working.
Oh, jeez. Thank God for Henry,
off.
Like I said.
Is
it really working?
Yeah.
It was turned off? What are they doing? Conserving now? They're trying to save money? GTR got cold. Well, I saw their numbers, okay? They're as cold as ice. Screw them. They got cold. They turned it off. How do you like this?
Jeez.
I'm dying over here.
Yeah. Some moron over at GTR turns the whole unit off so we can all just schwitz over here all day on a holiday.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, thanks a lot, okay?
Thanks, guys.
I mean, I grant it, you can't get much colder than your numbers. We saw them. I hope you go down to a 1 in the next trend, okay?
Turned it off, and then when their shift was over, they just left.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
just
us at
all. Just
walk
out the door.
No concern.
And everybody else in the building can just schwitz.
Yeah.
Can just sit in a sauna bath and get sick and nauseous and puke.
Well, I'm glad.
Like when you hear that music on GTR. Oh, God. Do you think this fits in?
Yeah, your mama.
Or somebody's mama.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't want to see. Mama told me, let's go.
Perfect
thing.
Think
that's good. You ought to see what we're watching on
perfect. I
want to
thank you for tuning
that in. Well, I'm trying like crazy to find the TBS, but this turns out to be PBS. It wasn't bad enough. We had Mr. Rogers with his sneakers on.
This is
now we got
excellent.
Some ridiculous broad with a, what do you call it that she's wearing? Some kind of a...
Kimono?
Like some kind of a goyisha kimono that she's wearing with a thing of flowers around. She's doing a little kazatsky, and she's doing a swim. Where's Bobby Freeman? Look at that. She's singing, Come On, Let's Swim with Bobby Freeman. How do you like that? Oh, and that's Mr. Rogers is on there. Look at that. Oh, God.
How nice.
No wonder the country's all screwed up. Your kids are watching this crap, this idiot with a sweater and a sneakers and all these bombed out, zonked out douchebags he's got on there. No wonder America's going to hell in a handbasket. Oh, God. What do you want, sir?
Neil.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Boy, these calls, this is a good start. Do you hear the sound of the call?
Well, I'm on a cordless. I'm sitting out here by the stream here.
By the stream,
enjoying
uh-huh.
A beautiful
yeah, I'm
cordless.
About ready to sit on a stream myself here in a second.
So I hear. Listen, Bert, I hope you don't get upset, but I got to know, Neil, the regionals up here, the newspapers are lacking.
Well, Miami won it 4-1. They had to win 3 games in a row, and then
right.
There was a really interesting game. Georgia Tech and Villanova was 18-16 in that game. Some real good solid pitching.
Yeah, really.
And then the Canes won 2 yesterday. They beat Villanova 4-1 last night, so they're off to Omaha again.
They won 2 yesterday?
Yeah.
Who did they beat yesterday? Villanova, and who was the first game?
The first game was Central Florida.
Where's this call from?
Highlands, North Carolina.
They don't have any news.
No.
Bird, you wouldn't believe it.
No news at all.
And the Cubs won yesterday 6-1. Bilecki had a shutout, and then that stinking ugly Chris Sabo hit another home run for the Reds, but the
great
Cubs won it easily 6-1. And Sean Dunstan drove in 2 more runs, so it's really exciting.
I'm glad to hear that. That's my 2 favorite teams, the Cubbies.
And Mike Bilecki won another complete game. Sutcliffe pitched a complete game on Saturday, and Bilecki a complete game yesterday. Now, we know that streak will end today because Derek Sanderson's starting for the Cubs, and he never gets by the fifth inning.
Okay. Oh,
never. Never.
In the Atlanta Journal up here, they have 8 regionals going on in the country, and they report on 3. And one from the north.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Did you know there was a revolution in China?
Yeah, I heard that, Bird.
Oh, that did get up there.
Did you know there was a revolution in the United States, sir?
Who pitched that question?
Nathan Hale is going to be Steve's guest this afternoon.
Did Fernandez?
And then on Sports Talk, they got Barbara Hale coming in.
Was it Fernandez who beat the Gators?
In the first game, yeah. The Gators, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he played left field yesterday in the first game. He's just everywhere.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear it. So
okay, well, you got all the information you'll ever need, sir, and have a wonderful life.
You too.
Okay, easy for you to say. What the hell? I'm serious. This is the last holiday. I might work like Tisha B'Av. I'm not doing it. I am not doing it. It's ridiculous. Even like in West Palm Beach, we didn't work on these holidays.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a 3-day weekend. You know, once in a while, even the talent, even us mung brain talent, need a little extra day to recharge our batteries, as Sally Fitz would say. Oh, man. This is pathetic. Thank God for Henry Barrow, man. And the only reason he did it, because he's been around here so long, he knows where everything is buried.
That's
you know?
Right. That's who to go to.
In fact,
to.
The real reason he found it, he's got a bottle stashed where the unit is, okay? That's
we weren't going to tell everybody
well,
that, though.
It's no surprise. 5th race today, the Bird is picking Capital ABC with Castillo, who won his first start at Hialeah. Did he run since then? I don't think so. It's his second start. And the 9th race, I see they got Medieval Victory with Steve Gaffleone on top. Well, I'm passing him up, as you would expect. And I'm going with one of my favorite horses, Billy Osage, with a famous no rider.
Oh.
In the 9th race at Calder today. Of course, it's opening day at Calder today. And I got my pass, my little pin here, my media pin. I wish I could get out there today, but the Cubs come first. I hate to say it, but the Cubs come first. I guess I could leave about 12:30, huh? I don't know why you're laughing. I'm serious as a heart attack. I mean, I realized I could see the first hour here, but then I miss a whole half hour on the way home.
Well, that's unacceptable, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, how could you possibly? I mean, then you won't be here tomorrow, so.
Well, they're playing tomorrow night. And there's Gail out there wandering around in the hallway wondering what the hell is going on.
We wonder too, Gail.
We wonder what the hell is going on.
You see what it says on her clothes? Something about nasty boys?
Yeah.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
Speaking of nasty boys, Ross will be in tomorrow. Oh, I got to tell you an incredible story, okay? We'll take the break when we get around to it, okay? No hurry. We got no business today. Anyway, it's a holiday. So what are we doing here? Why don't they leave us alone already, okay? You idiot Disney, why don't you leave us alone? You don't see him here today, do you?
Notice.
I could arrange it. I guarantee I could get him in here. You want to see me do it?
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Anyway, so I get a call. Oh, but before I get into the phone call, do you see this piece of mail?
Yeah, I'm curious about that. It has a return self-addressed stamped envelope in it.
I'll do a story about Joe with seven N's after the break, because he couldn't be listening today. He's busy, probably at a weenie roast. Like, see, this holiday, unfortunately, has degenerated like all other holidays in America to an excuse for everybody to get drunk.
Yes.
That's the only reason we have these holiday weekends,
Serious drinking. Everybody
can get plowed.
Serious.
And then I hear on the news all these people got slaughtered in car accidents over the weekend, and a great many of them, you know, drunk drivers.
Sure.
Is that a surprise?
Big surprise.
I mean, they've got, you know, every other billboard coming to work is a booze billboard, okay? No, I don't want to get Henry upset because he got the air back on. Hi, Neil. I enjoy you and your program. You always said, don't bug me on the tapes for Christmas. But after hearing the blast you gave the guy for calling you the other day because he could call you about not receiving his tape, I feel I'm between a rock and a hard place.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he has his canceled check, and he did this, and on and on, and...
So nice that we got this when Rich was here. I like that.
I would appreciate your checking on this for me. I checked. We don't have it, okay?
We don't have it.
We don't know about it. We don't have it. And we don't want to know about it, okay? I'm incoherent today. Well, I needed at least another 3-4 hours sleep, and I need to leave early to see the Cubs-Atlanta game. This is unacceptable is what it is. It's just unacceptable. And I asked you about all the other marginal talent in the market. They're working today, most of them.
Colonel?
What does that tell you about
Colonel
this?
Colonel was there.
I said talent.
Oh, I'm sorry. Captain Dave was not there.
Colonel has already had more days off. He's only been on the air like for 6 months over there.
And he's already had
more days off.
Yeah, that's right.
This is it for me. Never again. Never again. In fact, let me put it to you this way. Any day that the high-level bureaucrats have off for some holiday, in other words, they won't take off for Simchas Torah because they're all goyim anyway, but any day that they take off, I'm taking off. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's as simple as that.
All right.
1019 at WIOD.
I don't do my job as well when I'm constipated.
Does that fit today, huh? Does that fit in here today? 22 after 10 at WIOD. Hurricanes are off to Omaha. I guess that means Sonny and Joe are off to Omaha.
Oh, that's why Rick Weaver's
I heard
here.
Rick this morning say that WIOD will carry any evening or weekend games that the Hurricanes play in Omaha.
Oh.
Now, do you know what that means?
Yeah. It means we don't get off any day.
Now, that's a crock of crap, because I did the College World Series for 5 years in a row, and I happen to know that they play many games in the morning, like 11:30 games in early afternoon. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now, although, no, it wouldn't make any difference anyway for us, would it?
No.
Yeah, just a little bit, because Omaha's 2 hours behind.
Oh, that's right.
So if they played 11:30, that would be 1:30. Well, if they had a 15-minute pregame show, 1:15, I'll take that.
I forgot they're 2 hours.
Steve would take it.
That's right.
But not here at the Isle of Dreams, man. We're just doing the least we can, basically, is the way it boils down. By the way, has anybody ever seen the California Angels? I don't want to get baseball intensive, but on KTLA out of Los Angeles, have you ever seen any of the Angels games? They were in Fenway yesterday. There was no crowd noise at all. It sounded like they were in a vacuum tube. And the guy who does the game, he's got one of these Dick Fatherly kind of voices. He is so bad. I mean, Joe Torre's okay in the color, but you think Joe is spectacular because you just wish this other guy would never speak. He is so boring. And all he wants to talk about, he's kind of like somebody else we know about the SNS cafeteria, you know. All he wants to talk about is, oh, well, he had breakfast with this one this morning, and he said so-and-so, and then he was in a hotel, and they were all getting ready, and somebody took a bite out of every one of the donuts on the table, one of the pitchers, ha-ha-ha, and Wally Joyner told him that he had a cramp in his rear end, and oh, geez, honest to God, the worst. The worst. Well, not the worst. He's no Bob Murphy. It's a 24. How about those Mets, huh? Yeah. Well, now I'm starting to come back a little bit. Like those Mets. Boy, they're looking tough. And I like that word that Rick Weaver had on the sports this morning. Have you, how would you pronounce B-A-L-K?
Balk.
Balk, yeah. Balked.
Balked.
Roger McDowell balked in the... Well, no, that was Rick's way. I don't blame him of protesting being here on a holiday. He's sick and tired of it, too. He's been here forever. And now Sonny and Cher are off there in Omaha, so no doubt some of these other people are going to have to work their tails off, and they're getting pretty tired of it. Okay? I can't speak for them, you know.
Well, Rick will come in and clarify.
And then I heard Hank on Sports Talk Friday night making some idiotic comment to some guy about his bookie. He wasn't saying bookie, about betting on the game and the spread and the odds and all this. And then, of course, said, well, of course, so you're going to be calling Las Vegas because we know it's illegal here. That was a caustic response that nobody else will respond to, because in America, everybody and anybody can break the law when it comes to illegal gambling. Then it's a big joke, okay? Somebody goes in here in 79th Street and picks up a hooker, then right away we're going to put him in jail for 30 years and probably, you know, have him on the front page of the Herald. Right?
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Listen, I really appreciate you putting this puppet show on the TV for
There's Mr. Rogers. Well, it's the Rogers show, isn't it? Look at that.
This is excellent.
Yeah, and they talk about this show being a bad role model for the kids of America. Look at him, okay?
It's a puppet
show. If he didn't have those heavy sneakers on, he'd float away, that sucker. Look at him.
Hi, boys and girls. Do you have a sweater?
25 past 10 at WIOD. Look at all those calls on the board. Isn't that heartwarming? I couldn't give a damn less, okay? Oh, isn't this cute? Isn't this great?
This Roger is a
Listen,
maniac.
If you like this...
Ooh, it's so good.
You're going to love this. Oh, and it's the whole thing, too. And you know what he always says.
I'm a Cub fan and a Bud man, and I trust you are, too.
I don't do my job as well when I'm constipated.
Not bad.
Almost.
It was close. Oh, yeah. Anybody can talk of Fred Rogers.
Oh, is there something going to happen?
Yeah, it's going to sing.
Oh.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. It's a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be
Won't
my...
you be my neighbor, boy and girl?
Listen, kids, don't ever sit on Fred Rogers' lap. I'll tell you that right now, okay? Trust me. Don't ever, and if Fred Rogers plays Santa, I run and call Mommy and Daddy immediately, okay? And scream. Scream for your life.
I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood.
What does Andy want here now? Is this, we've got like an open show. We got the door open
for a while.
And now here's Fat Rich going out in the hallway going to have a fist fight with somebody out there. Will you shut up already, Fred? Jeez, get out of here.
I can't handle it.
Here's a really interesting story in the paper. It says trainer John P. Puchek, who got into an altercation with jockey Steve Gaffalione after Saturday's featured 10th race, was fined $500 Sunday by the Hialeah stewards. I wonder where Steve finished in that race. In the 10th race, oh, I don't know which was his horse, okay, because Jabotinsky with Gonzalez won it. And there were only six horses in the race. Oh, was it Tryon, the even money shot that finished fifth in a six-horse race? Could that have been it?
Tryon.
He went off even money and ran fifth. I bet you that was the one that Gaffalione had in the 10th race. Poor Steve, you know, he's a wonderful guy, but get serious. 28 past 10 at WIOD, and it's getting a little cooler in here by the second, man. By the time I leave at 12:30, it'll be really nice.
I have something here of interest to you today. This is out of, I have the new Us
Well, before you do that,
magazine.
This is much more important, okay?
What?
Well, go ahead.
It's a quote from our friend...
Oh, excuse me.
Martha...
I haven't even eaten anything. No, I got a bad... I just feel nauseous from this room. I was a little under the weather when I came in. I think we need a class action suit against the company now for providing unsanitary... work. I think we got Legionnaire's disease coming out of here thanks to the idiots at GTR, okay? I can see the little viri running around in the studio, can't you? Well, it's Memorial Day. Shouldn't we talk about Legionnaire's disease?
Yeah, I see.
Or would that be in poor taste?
Okay.
It's just a joke. Don't... All these veterans, man, they get so uptight.
Touchy.
Did you hear what what's his name was saying from GTR?
Yeah.
What is his name?
McBean.
Jim McBean.
Beans, they call
Jim
him.
Beans, yeah. He said, boy, the veterans are really uptight today. Well, of course they're uptight because these two morons over here next door this morning were ragging on him and said they should have all gotten killed in service or some nice thing, you know, as they usually do.
Uh-oh.
What is that? Oh, isn't that great?
Uh-oh.
Boy, thank you, guys, for whatever that is, but I'm not eating, okay?
Captain Jimmy's.
29 past 10. If I ate, man, you'd have a mess in here. You'd drown. You would drown, but we appreciate the sentiment.
Captain Jimmy's is here.
That's wonderful.
With some subs. Anyway, our friend Martha Plimpton, now you know
who... Is she related to George?
Marty, we call her, Martha Plimpton.
Oh, yeah, that's River. That's River Phoenix's husband.
Well, you're not going to believe this, but Martha Plimpton has shaved her head...
And I heard he shaved his head, too.
For the new movie called Silence Like Glass.
Mm-hmm.
She shaved her head.
He did?
It did.
Wouldn't it be great if both of them shaved their heads? Then you really wouldn't have any idea what was going on. It's pretty touch and go now when you look at that pair. But if they both shaved their heads, then you'd have no clue. You'd have to bring in, like, a gynecologist.
Marty shaved her head.
To check those two out.
She says it's not easy to make friends in this situation. People don't know if you're bald because you're a skinhead or because you're sick. That's the little quote from Martha Plimpton.
I think sick is the operative word. Boy. 10:30 at WIOD. We hope you're having a great holiday weekend. And if you're going to get smashed, just hang around the house, okay? Just take a long chat at the bottom of the pool and stay off the road. There wasn't a lot of traffic this morning, but what was out there was really a mess, man. They were real slow.
Driving weird.
Most of the other holidays when it's like almost clear sailing. This morning it was like they were running a little interference, especially on the 79th Street and the Causeway. Slow. So slow. You have no idea.
So you can always depend on this town. I can give you any breaks.
I should have known when I opened my front door to leave for work and there was a snake on my doorstep. That should have been the first clue to stay the hell out of here, you know? Not a bad snake, just a little snake, you know.
A little snake?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not too crazy about snakes, but it wasn't one that I started screaming and ran in the house and threw the dogs out to protect me. It wasn't that kind of snake.
Oh.
Just a little snake, you know.
Little snake.
Yeah.
Plantation snake.
A plantation snake. There are a lot of snakes in plantation, okay? I shouldn't say that because I... got my permit on my satellite. Like I said, I love plantation, and the politicians there are the greatest, and I love them to pieces. And look at that. There's a little... isn't that great? I talked about a snake, and we got all these reptiles on the TV on Mr. Rogers.
I like this channel. This is a good channel.
My favorite, a brontosaurus that was a Jewish reptile, okay? That was the first Jewish dinosaur was a brontosaurus.
I like this channel.
It's 10:31. I don't like this channel, okay? And the sooner we get it off, can you go fish around here and see if we can get TBS? Because it's already 10:31. And at 1:05, the Cubs and a Brave.
Now, you're going to be okay. If you're going to be too nervous.
I'm not
going
to be discussing anything. I'm going to be watching the game at 1 o'clock, okay? If I have to be here, that's bad enough. But when the Cubs play, nothing is more important in my life than the Cubs, okay? If they never win another game the rest of the season, so far, it's been so great, you have no idea.
I have no idea.
Even without Andre Dawson, all the kvetching about Andre Dawson. Andre's like a week away from coming back.
Well, I know I've been sleeping real well the last couple of weeks.
Until last night when somebody came home about 2:45 in the morning, and I still would have slept through it, but he closes the door and Tiny jumps off my bed and goes running out into the house and starts barking and screaming and puking, and I wake up, and it's been a rough weekend. I got all these mosquito bites the size of kumquats.
Yeah.
They are, man. They're small now, but they were as big as watermelons over the weekend.
Look,
you know?
Tennis!
Well, you get that crap off, please. And then I woke up, and I'd been sleeping through it, and then they started hurting. And I got this Metaquick spray and Bactine and all this other. And usually that works great. Not this weekend. It doesn't work at all.
These are inflamed.
They're on holiday. So for 2 hours, I lay there spraying and scratching in excruciating pain. And I think part of it was my Monday morning allergy, knowing I had to come in here to top it off. Well, that must be TBS. It's got cartoons on, okay?
It's
that's MTV.
Close.
No, well, no, don't leave on MTV. I don't want to see that crap. They might have Steve Tyler on there, and I'll see how bad he really looks. Oh, I saw him the other day. Boy, is he ugly. Kimbo, you need some help. See, I always thought Steve Tyler was pretty good because you see him like a flash, you know what I mean? Like a fraction of a second at a time.
Yeah.
Now I know why.
Real quick.
Oh, he is so meous, man. It's incredible.
Lucy.
That must be it. That's Lucy.
Lucy.
Huh? Nobody else would carry Lucy, especially now, you know?
Six?
Is that six?
Could be. I mean, who knows?
If anybody knows what channel Gold Coast Cable is on TBS is
now,
on
you
Gold
nervous?
Coast.
You got flutters in your stomach?
It's already 10:34.
And the game's at
1:05.
So you're real nervous.
See,
here.
When it's in Atlanta, it's always 1:05. Because Ted Turner is, you know, a little bit different, if you pardon that
you
expression.
You going to be okay?
No, I'm getting sicker. A collect call from Parma, Ohio, of all places. Hello.
Hey, me mail. I haven't received those pictures yet.
Yeah, good luck to you. It'll be in the mail with your tape.
How you doing this morning?
Okay, I'm sick as a dog.
You know where Parma is?
I know where Parma, Michigan is.
Now, this is Parma, Ohio, where Big Wilson used to say that everyone wore white socks when
yeah.
he was growing up here. But
too bad he didn't wear any.
Now, do you want Jewish Federation television?
Give me that thing. No, would you please?
Wait,
no,
now.
Give me that thing. I don't want
Home Shopping
oh,
Network.
Geez.
So, anyway, it's a nice day in Cleveland here. I live in Davie, not too far from where
you are. Yeah, how about those Indians, huh?
How about those Indians?
Yeah.
What, did they lose a couple games?
No, they won yesterday.
They won yesterday.
Yeah.
They lost four in a row.
What is, it?
25.
Games,
oh, wait a minute. We just found WTBS, sir. Look at that. It's exciting as hell. We're only 2.5 hours away from the Cubs game.
My God, I'm going to have to play right back.
And Scott Sanderson's pitching today because we want to give the Braves a good chance. And we will.
That's great. Well, who, are they playing? Who are the Cubs playing today?
Let me say it again. The Braves, we want to give them a chance.
Oh, the Braves. I'm not paying attention.
You have a little hearing problem up there in Parma, so
well,
I know it's a long way.
Pretty tough here.
I know it's pretty hard
anyway,
for these signals to transmit all the way from here to Parma. Where is Parma near, sir? Is that near Cleveland?
Yes.
It's near, it's near Northfield, probably.
These are simple questions for simple people.
Let me say it again. Is it near Northfield where the racetrack is?
No, it's on the other side.
Oh, it's on the other side. Thank God. Thank
near,
God. Boy, that racetrack, oh, man.
No, well, it's about
years ago, I was in Detroit, and we got a tip on a horse at Northfield. I've told this story before. The name of the horse was Mr. Z. I'm not making that up. Yes.
Not possible.
And I should have known then that anything named Mr. Z from that point in my life would be a disaster. And we drove all the way from Detroit to Cleveland. We get to the track. We plunged our brains out. We bet him down to 3-1. He had the rail. It was the one horse. He broke away sixth from the gate. He never improved his position the whole race. And it was a long trip back to Detroit.
Did you have any money at Hialeah yesterday? They stopped racing there.
What does that mean, did I have any money there? I found a pigeon outside my door during the Cubs game.
Yeah.
And I said, here, take this over to Hialeah. They need it for the handle.
Well, anyway, I want to thank you for...
And as he left the track, he was smiling at the flamingos and said, I just put everything I had on number two.
Number two. Well, anyway, I want to thank you for pushing the interest system. I lost 54 pounds in 4 months.
Well, good luck to you, sir. Well, it's too bad some of it was between your ears, but nothing
well,
is perfect.
I can't hear too well. Such a long distance. You
yeah,
have a good
I
day
know.
Deal.
Well, have a great day now.
Bye-bye.
Say hi to Big Wilson for us, okay? Oh, boy. What a place this is, okay? We're going to find out who the asshole is who turned the AC off in this building.
Mm-hmm.
All they had to do was turn the thermostat up to like 74, and it would be as warm as they could schwitz their brains out. It would be like an asana bed, but that wasn't good enough, okay? They couldn't just turn it up. They had to go to the main unit and shut the damn thing off. So everybody else could be uncomfortable throughout the rest of the weekend if it wasn't for the very astute Henry Barrow.
Yeah. But I like the way they just left then after
wasn't
their shift.
Wasn't for the astute
just
Henry
left
Barrow.
It off. Yeah. I like that.
And just left.
Yeah, I
and
like
said,
that.
Screw everybody else, okay?
Yeah. I was warm. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Boy. Those people over at GTR, man, they can't get arrested yet.
Now, did you call that person that did that an asshole? Is
yes.
that what you said? Well, that's very good.
A serious asshole, okay?
Thank
Not
you.
Just your regular, ordinary run-of-the-mill, but a serious asshole.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear.
Boy, I am so sick today, man. You have no idea. I'm just nauseous. Nauseous. And I think it's like, because yesterday I felt fine.
Yeah,
I didn't have a problem. All weekend, I had a great weekend. The Cubs were scoring runs like it was coming out of a sieve, and everything was great.
Now, are you nervous about the Braves? Is that what the bottom of
no.
this is? Are you real
the
nervous?
Braves,
they're going to go
anybody
up
be
against
nervous
the Braves?
About the Braves? Although they did beat the Cardinals two nights ago, and then
See,
last night
you
they
are.
Were trailing 3-0, and they tied it up, and it got rained out. So the
you are nervous.
In passing, the Cardinals are three games behind the Cubs. I just mentioned that.
Nervous. He's
and then
nervous
that stinking to... Montreal, man. How the hell did they swing that deal? They get this incredible pitcher who's going to win about 25 games for them, Mark Langston. Well, whatever the hell. You can call him anything you want. He's making so much money. Mark Langston pitched a four-hitter and struck out 12 yesterday in his first game with Montreal. Yeah, Seattle didn't need him. You know, Seattle's such a stellar team. They didn't need him anymore. So Montreal will probably win the whole damn thing now. It's 10:38 at WIOD. You know, that's the amazing part of it. We got all this food. Captain Jimmy's brought all his food. And then Arnold's Royal Castle is bringing food later. And I have a feeling that nobody's going to show up here today. That Farstunkene Todd, didn't he say he was working today? We're not feeding him anymore, okay? He's been shining us. He is working? He's here? Oh. How do you know that? How this guy knows everything. You know?
We don't know. We don't know anything. He knows everything.
Okay, we take it all back, Todd. You're okay in my book. Anyway, Andy's here and Gail is here. Roger's here very briefly. He'll be flying out of here the minute that Nick walks in the door. Of course, Nick may not show up. And, oh, look at that. Matt's shtick is running today. Boy, and Alias Berman and Buddy Hackett. We've already made our picks. The Burger Capital ABC in the fifth. I'm picking Billy Osage in the ninth. But, boy, there's a... Oh, I'm going to get so sick watching you eat that food.
It's a salad.
I mean, don't take it personally. The food is great, but I'm so sick to my stomach. And just watching you making a pig out of yourself. Well, look at that. Maimonides is running today. Wow.
All our favorites are running today. This is a big day.
Quacking Up.
Oh.
In the seventh. Naval Academy spelled with an E.
I like that. What is all this?
This is great. Boy, I'd go out to Calder today and just plunge my guts out. And then they're simulcasting the Metropolitan Handicap from Belmont today. It'll be the 10th race. So they got 12 races at Calder today. My God, you could plunge your guts out. Maury Pupik, hello.
Hi, Neil. How are you? Hello? How do you think the migration formula is working?
Job as well when I'm constipated.
12 races. The 10th is the big race. Gary Stevens on the line is 8 to 5 in the morning line. Proper Reality with Jerry Bailey. Seeking the Gold with Pat Day. He should only finish dead last, that Pat Day. Boy, do I dislike him a lot. Trite Amtree with Chris Antley. Finder's Choice with Kent Desormo, how do you pronounce his name? That's a kid from Philadelphia. That's so good. Hot. Hot as a pistol. He's going to be the next Antley. Desormo. Isn't that his name? Whatever the hell it is. Dancing Spree with No Rider. Forever Silver with Julie Crone. And it's Academic with the famous No Rider. Boy, all I care is that Seeking the Gold finishes way back with Pat Day. And then he'll have some excuse.
Yeah, complain.
Yeah, he'll lodge a foul against the rest of the field for running too fast.
By the way, I've really enjoyed the phone calls this morning.
Phone calls?
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, I am so out of it. You have no idea. This company, man, what they understand about giving you a little time to regain your sanity. And, of course, remember, I should have already had a week's vacation, but I had to postpone it because we've got that simpleton back there in the sales office. I don't want to start in on Lynn Friday's, but she had to, you know, cause me to postpone my whole vacation. And then she tried to pull it again. She tried to pull it again. She said, well, how about the week after this for a remote? I said, wait a minute. Doesn't it dawn on you that I already told you that I was going to be on vacation that week?
No.
She'll do anything to screw up your life, that woman. She will do anything in her power to screw up your life. Here's a tape that just came in. Boy, we just got all kinds of stuff coming in here.
No, this is probably for you, Rich.
It's called Rob's Moon.
Oh, God. Poor Rob.
It's another Rob Lowe tape. Well... it's professionally recorded by Studio 109, or Studio, I don't get it. Studio 109, is it? Oh, it's Locato Productions, so it's Frank Locato, so we know it's going to be what? Specialty song, yeah. Well, produced for this show. 10:53, we may owe an apology to GTR because there's somebody over there for turning the air off. Because maybe the unit is busted, and they went in there and they shut it off on purpose because it's boiling in Roger's studio in the control room. It's boiling.
Yes. It's terrible.
So Henry thought he really had it fixed, and we appreciate Henry's efforts as he staggers back into the news booth. But as a matter of fact, I see Gail is going to be doing the 11 o'clock news. Henry is a little...
What's a holiday?
So we probably owe an apology to GTR, but we aren't going to give one because they're a bunch of douchebags anyway. Right?
Well,
yeah. They deserve a shot, especially that Spike Wise, who's a real putz. It's 10. In fact, if you look up putts in the dictionary, you'll see Spike Wise's picture right next to it.
Want to know what he looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Silly grin, idiotic haircut. 10:54 at WIOD. We have an open line in Boca. We haven't even given the numbers down. We already got 7 stinking calls on the board. How do you like that? We had a couple of long distance calls.
Are incredible.
From the big city like Parma, Ohio, where they said.
I'm dying over here.
Murray Pupik calls.
And Murray Pupik Jr.
And, of course, Phil Saltzman.
Oh, man,
these
look at
calls.
That. It's only 2 hours and 11 minutes away from broadcast time. The game, I guess, would be 1:15, huh?
Uh-oh. Are you going to be okay?
No. Because then, at 2 o'clock, then I got to drive home. It takes me at least 40 minutes, and I can't hear it on the radio.
Boy, what are you going to do?
I can't take that 40 minutes.
You are in a
can you imagine
quandary?
All the runs that Sanderson could give up in 40 minutes? I can just see Murphy hitting one that's still on the way, like, to Aintree, Georgia. That's Scott Sanderson, boy. Now, and the amazing part of it is he's got the best record on the team. He's 5-2. Don't ask me how. Got the highest earned run average. He sucks, but he's 5-2. So he must live right, I guess, huh? He's okay for five desperate innings. Five struggling, desperate innings. But we want to especially salute Shawin Dunston for that clutch hit again yesterday. Well, Sean's motto is, I may not hit often, but I hit when it counts, okay? Like once every Tisha B'Av. Stupid stuff on the facts. Yeah, you people out there who are stupid, don't bother us today. Okay, from Pepito.
Great.
Pepito, go away, will you? Okay, go, leave us alone, will you? You bug me, okay? Go away. And speaking of go away, so Friday morning we had a call on the air from a stunned and shocked Joe with six N's, remember?
Sure.
Who we hadn't heard from in weeks and weeks and weeks, suspiciously with all these things we've been hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, was very frantic, called me at home yesterday, or Friday afternoon, and wondering what I was talking about with the CIA and all this other stuff. And I told him all these little rumors I'd been hearing about him being an agent provocateur.
Mm-hmm.
And then his story about this guy following him from my house to his work. And the story keeps embellishing. And then he allegedly got a call from the same guy at home asking if he knew Neil Rogers. And the guy hung up the phone. And where am I going on vacation? And just a whole... So I invited him to go with me just to see what the reaction would be.
And what was the reaction?
Well, he's got another job, you know, and he's, just pretty strange, you know, pretty bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going, like, to Lakeland on vacation instead. I'm not
great
going,
idea.
No, I've changed it twice already, and I think I'm going to change it again, because I think if I went to where I originally was going to, I think I'd get on a plane,
mm-hmm.
and look, and there'd be like 30 other familiar faces on the airplane with me just wanting to make sure everything is kosher. And I'm not into that at all, you know, I travel alone.
Oh.
So I don't know what history is, but it just gets—it's a little bit too bizarre for me. Okay, I just don't know what it's getting more complicated and more embellished as each day goes by. So Joe, it's been nice, but give it a rest. 10:57 at WIOD. Here's my Emma.
Hello, doctor.
What do you want, sir?
I'm dying, Ovi.
No.
By the way,
it would be nice to do it now and go home, but not yet.
Now this is the perfect day for me to tell you this. You know my vacation?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think you knew this from the very beginning, deep down inside.
I'm dying over here.
Exactly. It's not going to happen. I'm going to tell you today. Today's the perfect day to tell you. Upstate New York, without going into all the details, you knew that. It's not going to happen.
Wait a minute. Did we cart this up? Is that what you did next? Did you cart? No? It's bad? Oh. Bad, he said.
Yeah. Tough day.
Yeah, and they delivered it all the way over here. Well, we're sorry. So you're not going to...
Didn't you know?
No.
It wasn't going to happen.
Why not?
I don't want to go into all the details, but, you know, vacations are supposed to be fun.
Maybe Joe will go with you.
Now, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. I can kind of monitor your activity.
By the way, I like Joe's little joke, Friday, that he's coming in here when you go on vacation to see me.
Yeah.
That's a real funny joke.
Well, he's going to be busy with his new job. You know?
Oh, okay.
So
good joke.
All of these people that are going away, please don't waste any time, okay? Like, STEM is going to sleepaway camp to be a counselor, okay? Now, when you were almost 20 years old, didn't you always refer to camp as sleepaway camp? Sleepaway camp in Jersey.
Oh, my.
That's like going to sleepaway camp in Tamarack.
In Jersey?
Only in Tamarack, when they go to camp, it's for a long rest.
It is.
I mean, a long rest.
It isn't Newark, is it?
Oh, God, I don't think that good.
Oh, God.
He's going to sleepaway camp. Where do I find these people, you know? How do they find me? That's the real question.
Interesting.
Yeah. But it's been nice knowing all of them. 10:59.
Well, what an hour.
Oh, well, man.
What an hour.
So you have no idea. Sick to my stomach. What do we have in a 1 o'clock hour, by the way? We got a lot of live stuff in there that we could jam in before that. And I'm going home early, I'm telling you right now. I think he is.
I really think he is.
And everybody's going to say, oh, it's close to the Cubs game. I got news for you. I may not even watch the game. I may just go home and lay down and sleep. Put the tape on.
I think you are leaving early.
I may just do it out of spite.
Yeah.
Go on strike. They got some goddamn nerve bringing us in here on Memorial Day. Boy, oh boy, are they without conscience, you know? And even when they are here, they're out playing golf and jerking around when they are here, you know? Anyway, Henry's already on his way home. Watch out for him if you're driving. Gail Not So Bright has the 11 o'clock news, and Rich and the Bird will be back, and maybe me at 11:05.
are to.
Hey! Way back! Might be out of here!
Hey!
He's given the gas! The game is tied. Holy cow.
Okay, it's 11:05 at WIOD, and we're only 2 hours away from game time.
Yeah,
to the minute. Oh, man, we got the fan. So, Henry, we appreciate your efforts, but it wasn't the that was not the solution to our problem, okay? The whole unit is bacocked, as they say in China. Isn't that what Boone said the other day when he brought the food in there? He said something about this building. He said it's bacock.
And it's exactly like everything else. It happens on a holiday.
But we thank Captain Jimmy's for the great spread. They're wonderful folks.
Yes.
And they brought by delicious stuff just numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little slice of dill pickle there, and I'm not sure whether I'm getting sicker or better. It was very good, as always, but I am really a wreck today. You know, it could be, you think that when you get these enormous mosquito bites and it gets in your system...
No.
I mean, like a whole bunch of them?
Mm-mm.
That can't make you nauseous when you keep spraying it with that stuff for hours and hours?
I don't think so.
And inhaling that awful crap?
Well, it doesn't help. But I woke up weird this morning, too.
Because I feel like I'm going to breath any minute here, you know?
Yeah.
Like all over these CDs.
Well, about 105, I think you may come out of it. You know?
No, not with Sanderson pitching. I'm going to get a lot sicker. Oh, he is deadly. Scott Sanderson. Boy, I guess they wanted to... How come Maddox isn't pitching today? Is there anybody out there who has any idea what's going on? The rotation is all screwed up now because Sutcliffe missed a turn with that back thing. In fact, Sandberg missed the game yesterday, and we still won. How do you like that? No Dawson, no Sandberg, and the Cubs still blew away the Reds. How do you like that?
Now, is this like rotisserie baseball?
If that Norm Kent, don't stop bugging me about rotisserie baseball and Alta Cocker baseball. He's driving me nuts. He wants to be president now of the South Florida Shuffleboard League. And I said, how about rotisserie shuffleboard?
There.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
I want Jaime and Irving from Winmore on my team. They're the best. Oh, look at that. Irving got a 9. It's 11:08 at WIOD. We may take a couple of calls this hour, too, huh?
Really?
Or we might just...
Wow.
Oh, we sure haven't heard from this guy in a long time, huh? He kind of vanished into the woodwork.
Kind of like holiday music, mm-hmm. It seems. Like the only time
am I deaf or slow? Isn't it?
Low.
Real low. It is. I got it cranked wide open. There's no feedback. I'm telling you, I'm going on strike on Mondays, okay? You can go through Monday. Every Monday is traumatic.
Yeah.
Because the weekend crew has been in here, geez, it looks so good, you know? But I have a feeling if I eat it...
It may make you feel
better.
I'm
going to breath all over the place.
It may make you feel a little better.
All right, let me try one. Oh, now look at what he's doing. You know, you make me sick. He's trying to play Mr. Hero here with a hero sandwich, and he's like scooping all the insides out and tossing the bread out like he's going to impress us, like Linda might be listening from Nutrisystem. Well, I might take a little bite, okay, just this one piece. I think it's going to be a mistake.
No, I don't think so. I really don't.
Because I'm nauseous, man. I am real nauseous.
May stabilize you a little. May help to...
You think so?
Yeah, it may stabilize you a little solid food. I mean, we're on the countdown here. It's like an hour 56 minutes now, so, you know, you got a lot of pressure.
How about that Mike Bielecki, huh? Got an earned run average of about 1.6 now, okay? And nobody... There was one of these sports shows on last night. I think it was on this station.
Uh-oh.
It's on before that idiot Costas. One thing I'll say, you know, it's almost impossible to be universally disliked. Usually somebody likes... I don't know anybody who likes Costas. Even Big Dave hates Costas. Because, you know, he stays up and watches Letterman.
Yeah.
So I guess he's seen some of that afterward.
Yeah,
know?
I have seen him.
And he hates him. Well, he's such a little wise-ass, snobby, pseudo-intellectual putz.
Well, see, I don't watch the sports shows he does, but I've seen some of the others.
Oh, God, do I. Oh, so he was doing a game Saturday because NBC had a game.
Really? Smart again.
Now, did they televise that game here, or did they televise the Yankee game? on NBC. See, because if I didn't have the satellite dish, I would have missed the Cubs game because it was not the primary game. But on F212, which is WXIA in Atlanta, NBC, there was Bob Costas, no less. Oh.
Wow.
And Tony, pardon me for being a goofball, Kubek. Since that ball hit him in the throat in the 60 World Series, he's never been the same. He speaks with a quaggle. Dickie Don, Dickie Don. It's 11 past 11 at WIOD. We're just having a hell of a good time, man. I'm so happy to be here. You can't imagine. And we hope you're having a great holiday weekend wherever you are. And don't forget, make those weenies real hot before you pop them in your mouth, okay? Anyway, this is good, you know, but I'm just going to have to eat it in real small, tiny bites.
Exactly.
Because I don't want to breath. No. Or even worse than that, I don't want to have another Oakland episode.
Yeah. That's right.
Now, one good thing, the building is pretty well cleared out.
That's right. It's a clear...
Oh, that used to really frost my something. When, remember at the other building?
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, it'd be a full house. and they would say, well, go away in the back of the building. Ron Harrison's got his own his own setup back there with a shower and a bathroom. Yeah. And I'd say, you don't understand. I'm never going to make it all the way back there.
Remember Zeta used to have their staff meetings in the public restroom? Remember that? When we were on INZ and the FM used to have their staff meetings in the restroom and you couldn't get in?
Well, Jeff Chase used to be kind of like the pivot man in that meeting.
But it's true, they had a locker room.
Guess what sport he does on Sports Channel?
Tennis.
Yeah, your favorite.
Yeah, my favorite. Mm-hmm.
I think there's something symbolic about that.
No, there is.
Okay, 11:15. At WIOD. Isn't this interesting?
What?
I'm just looking at this little thing here. Anyway, let's take a call or two, and then we'll do another break, and then we'll, before you know it, it'll be Cubs baseball time.
Now, are you going to do play-by-play?
Can't do play-by-play. It's illegal.
Oh, too bad.
But you can do it in the past tense.
Oh.
Kind of like Wade Hoyt used to do with the Reds. Past tense. Mm-hmm. And, oh, talk about horrendous John Sterling. And who's the goofball that does Jay Johnstone for the Yankee games on this station? The absolute worst. The worst. And they keep trying to be funny, and they're not. Like a lot of people in this market on the air.
Yeah,
no, well, I wouldn't
that.
Say they're the worst. They're not as exciting as Harry Callis in Philadelphia. He sounds like he went into a coma 400 years ago. He's like a cross between Byram Sam and Bob Elson. He's always talking like this. Nobody cares, huh?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to when you give somebody's name that I know.
I can't help it that you don't know anything except Phoebe Cates' boobs, okay? I can't help it. It's not my problem. Hollywood, hello.
Hello, Dionio. This is Dick.
Oh, my.
Hollywood, hello.
Morning, Bird.
Yeah, these calls have been astounding today.
Yeah.
Morning, Bird.
I can't hear anything. Hello.
Morning, Bird.
What do you want, sir?
Hello. Morning, Neil. You're awful surly this morning.
What do you want?
Okay. I hope you're having a good Memorial holiday.
Yeah. Does it sound like I'm having... I'm sick as a dog, sir.
Yeah, I know.
I'm ready to
puke. Okay, this is going to be some good material. Are you ready for this?
We're listening already. My God, does somebody have to hit you with a doorknob? What's the story? Let's go.
Okay, on the lighter side, I heard Ricky Ticky on Antique Time, and he wanted to know how much his cap is worth.
Boy, like I said.
You know, all you pain-in-the-ass people who are usually at work or doing something useful during the rest of the... Don't call us today, okay? We got plenty of calls. Don't call in here today. Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you one more time. This is the purpose of calling the show, is not to try to be a comedian, okay? Because you're not funny. Oh, man. God, those people make me sick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was sick to begin with. Here are the starting lineups for today's game. Leon Durham at first base for the Cubs. Ernie Banks at short. Glenn Beckert at second.
How many ins does he have?
Six.
Six ins, okay. Go ahead.
Ron Santo with third. How do you like that?
Ron who?
Santo.
Santo, okay. Mm-hmm.
He's a full brother to Jose Santos. Mm-hmm. It's 11:19 at WIOD. Boy. Hack Wilson behind the plate.
Hack?
Oh, we're bringing some of the old Cubs back today, okay? We want to give the Braves a fighting chance. North Miami, hello.
Hey, Neil. Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Great.
Doesn't sound like it.
It's not. I'm sick, pal. I'm sick. I should be home resting, watching a ball game, relaxing.
Really?
You don't see any of these bureaucrat assholes in the building here today. They're all off, man. They're all on a long busman's holiday. And just like we're supposed to show up every stinking day, man, these people have got a real something coming. Even on Zeta, they used to ask us, would you like off this day?
Oh, they didn't ask?
Even on Zeta. No, not here.
Huh.
Oh, well.
Screw them.
Hell with them.
They got a crappy attitude, pal.
Yeah. Listen, I got a solution for your Cubs game. I got two solutions here. Number one, if you watch it there at the station, you can at least hear Harry Carey that way. You can just keep playing the cards over and over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Or what else you can do is when you get down to your car, when you go to leave, have call Big Dave and have him, you know, put the phone up to the TV.
Yeah, I never thought about that. That's a good idea. That only cost me about $100 going home.
Well, at least you won't miss nothing.
That's true. You think he's going to be awake at 2 o'clock? Boy, you're dreaming.
No. We'll try.
Probably taking a long nap for about 15 hours.
Oh, well. Hey, listen. I also want to say,
sure can you hear anything on this overhead?
Very
today?
Little. It's not the fan. I can hardly hear anything.
It's just real low.
I don't hear the fan. Is Sharon there today?
Mm-mm.
I just want to say I was really disappointed in her unprofessional
There's nobody here today.
Huh?
You were disappointed in her what?
Unprofessional attitude. What she said the other day about, what's his name?
Ross.
On the air, that's not, you know.
Well, I forced her to repeat it on the air because she said it off the air, and I figured if she said it off the air, the least she could do is repeat it and, you know, not take shots behind his back.
Yeah.
But the worst part of it is Ross is a great-looking guy, and for her to say that, I mean, if it were true, it would be okay. But he's tremendous, okay? I mean, I know what he's like, you know,
around the farm. I don't care what he looks like. I'm, you know, but I kind of...
Well, but I'm just saying, the point is not only was it a cheap shot, but it's not true. She should only be so lucky to get anybody looked like that. She should kiss the ground if anybody looked like that even looked at her.
Hey, I go to the remote just to look at her.
Sharon?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Get out of here. She's what?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you really get out of here.
He has no
hot.
Idea what he's talking about.
Sharon's a nice lady, but she's hot?
He's no idea. She doesn't go to the remotes, does she?
She was at one, I think.
One,
she,
maybe.
He doesn't even know what he's talking about. He's probably talking about one of the others, which makes his comments even more embarrassing.
A salesperson, maybe.
Yeah.
Think about it.
A little squirrely one.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a female. Who keeps trying to screw up my life and my vacation. She just can't. She isn't satisfied unless she's messing around. Oh, I've got a whole bunch of dates for this remote. I got a whole bunch. And then she gives me one that's already booked, you know. It was the only date she could possibly give me that would have created a problem. And sure enough, that's the one she's got, okay? Boy, she is. She's even making Bill Mullen look pretty good. Nobody ever dreamed that could happen.
Wow.
No, nobody ever dreamed that could happen.
Whoa.
What does that tell you?
Good heavens.
Well, it's 11:22. I got my shoes off. Look at all the mosquito bites on. Can you see all the bites on my feet? Well, they're kind of like subdued at the moment. I'm just bitten to pieces. I'm a wreck. A mess.
Yeah, you are.
Anyway, let's talk about DeSalvo's now, pizza and Italian restaurant. Here's the good news. We got, I mentioned before, Trapper's Alley, which is in Plantation.
Mm-hmm.
The shocking news is we now have DeSalvo's in Plantation.
What?
I know, it's
possible?
A shock. In fact, the best part of it is it's right in front of my old favorite Winn-Dixie there on Sunrise in Pine Island in Jacaranda Square. And it is tremendous. If you like great family-style Italian food, then DeSalvo's is for you. In fact, we got some takeout from there the other day. Didn't make a big timish about it, but they went by and picked it up. I had some spaghetti and sausage, and we got some baked ziti. Tremendous. And listen to their lunch special, their incredible lunch special at DeSalvo's. Served from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at all three of their locations. Chicken parmesan, baked ziti, sausage and peppers, eggplant parmesan, spaghetti and meatballs, all served with a large salad and DeSalvo's special garlic rolls, $3.49, or two pizza slices with a soft drink, only 2 1/4. You can go in and get lunch almost for free.
Hmm.
How do you like that? At DeSalvo's. They're open Monday through Thursday, 11 in the morning till 11 at night, Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 1 to 10. Some of their great specials, that gourmet white pizza, which is a special blend of cheeses, seafood pizza, their stromboli, all of their veal entrees made from milk-fed veal cutlets, and you're just going to love DeSalvo's. So the good news is we got a DeSalvo's in Plantation now, and they're in Jacaranda Square right at the corner of Sunrise and Pine Island, and the original two locations in Davie between Sterling and University in the Table Supply Shopping Square, and in Hollywood between Taft and Sheridan Streets right across the street from Toyota, of Hollywood. So after you work off a lot of energy, going running around looking for a new car, get right across the street for a great Italian meal, DeSalvo's. I don't believe that. What in God's name is she doing here today? 25
Weird.
Past 11.
Weird.
At WID. Was that Cheryl or my
yes,
deceiving me? What
I know.
Is she
it's
doing?
Crowded. It's almost as shocking as when I saw Spike Wise.
We got a lot
Friday.
Of food in here, Cheryl, and we don't have enough people to eat it here today, which is a first. A first. And you better come and grab it now, because the food, this display, the circus is going to end real soon, okay? I got to stop.
Yeah.
Got to stop.
Yeah. I agree.
Don't be bashful, Andy. Just there's only enough here for 400 people, and the burgers haven't even arrived yet.
Yeah, enjoy it while it lasts.
Now, is Todd coming in here today, or are we getting shined again?
He may be in.
If he don't show today, he's never eaten in this joint again, I'll tell you. This cafeteria will be closed to him. Yeah, he has a lot of work to do, all right, on his brain. 26 past 11 at WIOD. Lake Worth, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you that on TBS they got the Battle of the Bulge, but I guess you already found it.
They got what? Oh, we got it on. Yeah, it's great.
War
movie. It's some of that great Ted Turner stuff. Boy, you can't beat it.
Is it in color?
Yeah.
Oh, I just looked in the TV guide.
Well, actually, in the middle of it, Turner's taking the color out.
Oh, okay.
The ball game's going to be in black and white.
My bird wanted to say hello to the bird.
Your bird?
Say hello.
Yeah. That was good.
Great. That's the best call we've had all day,
sir. You're right.
I had a suggestion also. Could you play Running?
Sure.
Thanks.
Anything you want, Bill.
One second. Does that bird say any dirty words?
No, not yet.
Okay.
You're going to have him call a colonel?
Yeah.
He laughs, too. Here, listen. That was him.
Okay.
See ya.
See you around the old ballpark.
Thanks.
27 past 11, but before we hear Runny, we got to try this.
Moon, 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 rise, moon. Moon, 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 rise, moon.
What?
Huh? Oh, excuse me. Wow. Whoa.
My mosquito bites are starting to flare up again.
What was
that? Oh, man.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's 28 past 11 at WIOD. Yeah, that's how I feel.
You think it's funny, but it's not. I'm ready to split for some place that's really hot. Winter, get away. I'm bleary-eyed from drinking NyQuil night and day. Sneeze. Headache, chest pain, pass the OJ, will you please? If I get frostbite, whooping cough, snow blind, one more time, I swear I'm going south today, 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 today.
It's 11:30 at WIOD, and boy, we're sure glad to be with you here on the holiday, man. This is what life is all about, I'll tell you. And those of you on Memorial Day, if this is the best you've got to do is to be hanging around listening to this show, God help you, okay? God help you. Miami, hello.
Neil, how you doing?
Oh, great.
Listen, the Cubs are a lock today.
Yeah.
The Braves sat in the dugout for an hour and a half that rain delay last night before they had to get on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to be pretty tired today. I don't think they're going to give too good a performance.
Isn't that a shame?
Yeah. Now, listen.
Don't forget, though, Scott Sanderson's starting, so everybody's still got a chance.
Well, yeah, that's true. No, but they've been ripping lefties all the year.
The Cubs.
Yeah. One thing. Did Sonny, is there a rumor that Sonny shaved the side of his head with a lightning bolt?
What?
Didn't you see what happened yesterday with the Canes? They shaved all their heads on the side.
Yeah, well, Kirk Doolam started that, and then the rest of them jump on a bandwagon.
I thought,
and then he hit the home run.
That's right. Listen, what about Skip Bertman's LSU Tigers?
What about them?
They beat the number one team in the country 2 games in a row yesterday to win their comp. You know?
Well, I'm pretty excited about that.
I knew you would be. And one thing, did you?
I mean, when you consider the WIOD is going to bring you all evening and weekend the World Series games that the Canes play, that goes to show you the tremendous commitment that our sports department here has to the Hurricane baseball program.
Well,
right?
I'm gonna listen to all one of those games. Neil, did you hear when they interviewed Michael Jordan the other day about the MVP given away to Magic Johnson?
No.
He said, and I quote, he didn't want to be an ozone provocateur, but he thinks it was rigged.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Okay. He didn't want to be what? I can't hear anything on here today. Can you? The very level on this overhead is so low.
Well, that one I was kind of glad about, but the rest of them, I kind of wanted to hear. But that one, you know, didn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Miami, hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing today?
Okay.
I was sick this weekend.
If you're going to whisper, I can't hear you at all.
I'm
between
sorry.
This fan and this overhead, which is like on terminally off.
Sorry,
I'll crank it up a little louder. How's that?
Okay.
There we go.
I was sick this weekend, so I stayed home both days, and I was listening to the radio. That best of Kane is terminal.
Oh, no wonder you were sick.
I mean, that didn't help at all. That's like Sanderson pitching today.
What did he have on yesterday?
He had on some douchebag.
Some rabbi who chain smokes while he's doing abortions?
North was a hero.
What is that?
North was a hero, like Oliver North, and this the Ku Klux Klanman from Louisiana. The guy, he said he was a hero also. There's
yeah.
a guy named the Colonel, but he was an honorary
the
Colonel.
The Colonel? What?
Not the Colonel,
oh,
Zeta.
Yeah.
Not the Zeta Colonel, but
that explains
Colonel.
It. The Colonel makes me sick.
Well, and then, you know, then I caught Sports Talk. Who hosted Sports Talk this weekend? These guys were up north. Do you know?
I don't know. You'd think Mandich. Was it Mandich?
He sounded just like Al Rantel.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
Mandich is a good guy.
I'm sorry.
Not
know,
a great broadcaster, but he's
like
a good guy.
And just as I was getting over it, somebody called and said the Cubs sucked. It was the most incredible thing.
Well, I got news for you, and they can say it all they want, but they're in first place by 2.5
games.
Well,
no, that was the game they lost to Cincinnati. That Reho.
Oh, the game that they blew the 7-8. No, they didn't lose to Reho. They
I mean,
won
the game
that
game. The game that they lost, that they blew the lead.
7-2, and they blew it, and they lost 10-8. Well,
right.
That's because Zimmer left Kilgus in too long. But you can't second-guess Zimmer, okay? He's been great all year.
He's in first place.
He's not perfect, but he's certainly done an incredible job.
It can't be as bad.
And when you look like that and you can win 27 games, man, you got to be okay in my book.
That's right, because it can't be as bad as everybody thinks.
That's for sure.
And
just wait till you see Sanderson today. She could disprove that, sir. Believe me, I got nothing but confidence in him.
Oh, God, Lord. Well, just called to give you a little story there. And Zeta, I talked to Kimba, who works the
evening shift.
Yeah, she has a sense of humor. I'm sorry. I heard she has a sense of humor. I wanted to.
Well, that's why they put her on there. They want somebody who has a sense of humor every Friday
somebody.
When she gets her paycheck.
Uh-huh. And I asked her, you know, hey, you know, I called her Thursday, the day before you guys did the rating show, I think. The day before you did the rating show. I can't remember what day it was. And I go, oh, you're going to listen? Because she goes, no, I never listen. I go, right.
She never listened to this show?
Right.
Well, no, Kimba doesn't have the intellect to listen to this show. She wouldn't understand it.
Ooh. And then I go, well, you know, you think if I send a tape to Rose Soldier, he'll listen to it?
I mean, anybody who thinks that Steve Tyler looks like God.
Steve Tyler.
There's a guy with lips like a flatfish, okay?
The man is ugly.
Oh, he is gruesome.
The man is ugly.
She had me conned into believing that he was good looking, and in those videos, you see him like for a tenth of a second, you know, and now that I saw him the other day for like actually sitting down and looking straight ahead for like 10 seconds, mm-hmm. I think that's why I'm so nauseous today. He is gruesome.
I want to add one to the all ugly team, if I could.
He makes Yogi Berra look like Rob Lowe.
Remember Carmen Funzone?
He makes Yogi Berra look like Craig Biggio. Carmen who?
Carmen Funzone?
You can't say that, sir.
Funzone? I couldn't say
that.
I think they
have that at DeSalvo's for lunch.
No. This guy played for the Cubs many years ago.
Falcone? Not Funzone.
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
I love these Cubs fans.
Mm-hmm. Sure, no, I'm not a Cubs fan, but I'm trying. You know, it's your show.
That's before I was a Cubs. I don't know any of those Cubs, okay? Ernie Banks and all those other marginal players. I don't know any of those people.
Well,
I know you can't wait to leave, because I know at 12:30 you'll be gone. So
I could be. I'll tell you, I might be. I could be. I am. Out of here.
I'd like to tell my wife to get a life.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, for your incredibly ponderous call. It's 11:35. He was okay. Leave him alone, okay? Killed some time.
Yeah, that's true.
This is murder today, man. Every minute is like an hour. It's kind of like watching the Mets. We have an open line in Palm Beach, 655-WIOD. How about those Mets, huh? Dave Maggett in at first. Wow. And Mackie Sasser behind the plate. Boy, they got some real heavy-duty guys on that team. And the Doc just can't get another win, you know. He didn't lose the game yesterday, but he didn't get any decision. He just can't, and they were hitting the crap out of him all through the game, man. He's lucky he didn't lose it.
Is that the boat doctor?
I mean, when you can't beat Fernando Valenzuela, who hasn't won a game since last June, you know you got a problem, okay? It's called anemia, batting anemia. And then poor Davey Johnson, they kept slapping his face back together yesterday, and it kept dripping apart, you know, and they had to keep running around trying to pick the pieces up out there in L.A. It was disgusting. It's 24 till noon at WID. Don't knock it, man. The time is flying by. Take your vitamins and just...
W-I-O-D. I wonder why.
I mean, I don't wish Brian any bad, but enough, you know, on a sick, queasy stomach listening to Brian Wilson, no way. Brian, you're a great guy, but go back to bed, okay? 20 till noon on Memorial Day, 1989, a day that will live in the halls of shame forever and ever. Look at that. Speaking of halls of shame... Just dig right in there, Todd. We thought we were going to get shined again today, okay? Just don't mind us. We're all sick and ready to puke all over the place. So take it real quick. The air is off, okay, man? The air is off. Now, is that all you're going to take?
I'll be back later.
Oh, yeah, we got Castle Burgers coming later, okay? So good luck to you, Todd. Todd's in here in his underpants. Isn't that cute? And it doesn't even faze me, so you know I must be really sick. Miami, hello.
Hi, Neil.
Hi.
This is a Coleman spy report.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, right.
Another one of our brain surgeon salespeople in the WIOD sales department.
Right. Last Friday morning, you said that he told you that his car died or some cockamamie.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Thursday evening around 8 o'clock, we saw him at Poppies and Grove.
At what?
Poppies and Grove. It's a gourmet wine and cheese place in Mayfair.
Oh, so he had something better come up? Is that it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I got news for you, boy. He did me a big favor because I had a great meal at Trapper's Alley, and they were very nice. And, you know, I ate in solitude and in peace, and it was delicious, and I didn't have to listen to any of his BS.
So it was his loss, right?
You betcha. It was great.
Okay, well, I just wanted to know that.
Okay.
He lied to you.
Not Coleman.
Yes.
Coleman?
Yep.
All right, well, yeah, but you don't understand. Dinner was at 5 o'clock.
Well... I didn't realize it was that early. I'm sorry, then, but he was there, so maybe his car did.
Maybe his car did die.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, we can only hope so.
Shall we give him the
Why did you turn that fan down? Don't you understand?
It was so
much
loud.
More. I don't care how loud it is. It's a lot more important to be cool and hear these callers. No, don't take that personally.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
But you have a point there.
Yeah. Especially this crowd.
I hadn't thought about that.
No, did you notice it was still low when he turned it off, turned it down?
But I was thinking...
I got it cranked up much higher than usual. It's still low.
Can't hear a...
Can't hear a stinking thing.
It's a blessing sometimes.
Yeah, you can say that again. Well, it's Monday, you know, and we don't have the engineers aren't here, and all the head machashefis aren't here, and all these very important people. And so you just kind of do like a slipshod, paste it all together, and hope for the best, you know. Kind of like the way Rick Weaver did the sports this morning. Fort Lauderdale, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Neil?
Great.
Got a question for you. The track today, are they going to show the Cubs game on the TV there?
Cubs game? Are you out of your mind?
Well, they said they got, a bunch of money. They spent on renovations there to show us.
Oh, it's possible. I don't know. Let's see. They're in North Dade. It's pretty unlikely. They probably, unless they got their own satellite dish.
They could pick it up.
They must have a satellite dish because they got the simulcasting from Belmont.
Yeah.
So it's possible.
There's a...
Although, what do they need that for? It's on Channel 11 in Atlanta, yeah, so it's probably going to be on.
I don't know. WGN isn't in North Miami anymore?
No, but it's on Atlanta today.
Yeah,
so the next 3 days are on TBS, so it should be on there. And if not, tell them to turn it on.
Yeah, what they'll probably do is, they'll probably say, the basketball game's on at 3, so just not even show the Cub game.
I can't hear this. I can't hear anything on this monitor. Why is that?
I got another thing. You're from the Sunrise area, right?
I'm from the Sunrise area.
Like I said,
are you out of your mind?
What?
I live in. No.
Oh, where do you live?
In Plantation.
Okay, you're from around that area where the Merced movie theater is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I went to watch the basketball game there Tuesday night, last Tuesday night, right? At a sports bar in that, I'm not going to give the name of it. It's in the area there.
Yeah.
In that little complex. Go in there, they have a 6-foot screen. They advertise themselves as a sports bar. They got the basketball shot, pool tables. Oh, 9 yards, you know?
Yeah.
There's just one thing, though, they say. They're not showing the game. They're showing a Clint Eastwood movie.
Oh, that's good.
They don't have cable. The sports bar doesn't have cable.
Mm-hmm. Well, Clint Eastwood, he's a pretty sports-intensive dude, you know.
Really.
He's a good sport.
How soon until all the out-of-the-closet Cub fans start coming out? How soon into the season they'll start seeing Cub hats all around town?
How soon? What? I can't hear a word you're saying. Is it me?
How soon until we start seeing people wearing Cub hats? Not that they're playing good.
Beats the hell out of me, but I'll go out looking for him this afternoon after the game, okay?
Alrighty.
Okay, good luck to you. It's not his fault. It's the, huh?
Only sports calls.
Does it
today.
Make any difference what they're talking about? You can't hear them anyway. Oh, this place is just so depressing and so debilitating, you know
what? Boy, what a day to
I'm even starting to feel just not a lot better, but just a little bit better, but you can't hear a goddamn thing. The air is out. The place is a toilet. And they don't give a damn because none of them have to be here today, you know what? Oh, we're out having a little weenie roast in the backyard. We can't be bothered with that stuff. Is he on the air complaining again? He's a malcontent. That's all he has complained.
You watch how
Well, maybe if they could ever get their damn act together, we'd, you know.
Now, you watch how quick the air conditioning's fixed tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Like
a shot.
Like a shot tomorrow.
You bet.
It'll be fixed.
Reminds me at over in Carroll City, I remember, I'll never forget it. The air was out in the whole building. It was like a sauna bath in there. Where do you think they were working first to get it fixed? In Gary Lawrence's office.
Of course.
They had it. You could have hung meat in there. They had it so cold by within an hour, okay? And we were up in the other end of the building schwitzing our brains out, okay? Schwitzing. Alan? Oh, now, come on. Somebody told us yesterday that Alan hates us.
No, I don't hate you guys, Neil.
That's what the rumor was, Alan, that you hate us like poison.
God, who would say something like that?
One of your great friends, probably. Somebody that spit on my car, you know.
Oh, I hate them. I hate them. Hate those people.
Oh, I thought you hated us.
How you doing, Neil?
Now, you don't know Joe, do you?
Joe?
Joe. With four N's?
Four N's,
yeah.
No.
He claims to know you. I think he went to Cooper City. He works at the Sheridan 7 movie theater.
Oh, I know Joe. I saw Joe the other night.
Did you? What's his story, anyway? Is he becoming a counter-spy, or what is his deal?
I don't know. What was he doing?
I don't know. Something there that just doesn't meet the eye with Joe, you know? I just can't figure him out.
I don't know. I saw him at the movie theater. He was like, why'd you pay? But I went to Brick Oven Pizza yesterday.
Yeah. Now, don't get surly. Alan sounds pretty good. Is it true that you're selling fish?
I got fired today.
Did you?
I couldn't believe it.
That's shocking because I thought Alan and fish kind of related real heavily together. I thought that made a lot of sense.
No, I was working at a pet store, and I got to... Okay, I get up from work this morning, like 8 o'clock, you know, drive all the way up to Margate, in fact. I work in Margate. And I drove all the way up there, got there, and they told me they had to let me go.
For what?
For what? Okay, we bought out, like, another pet store, like, all their stuff. They were going out of business, And, like, I don't know, it's just all this whole BS.
Tell them to screw off, Alan.
So now I need a job.
You don't need, no, you need a job? Maybe you'd like to be my houseboy, Alan.
No, thanks.
I just said that to be provocative because there are people out there in the audience who get real nervous when I say that. Because how old are you, Alan? What, about 11?
No, I'll be 19 in July.
Wow. An old job provocateur if there ever was one. I don't understand, Alan. How can anybody who looks so good have so many problems? You know what I mean? I just don't understand.
I don't know, Neil. I've got problems all my life.
I know it. I don't understand. It goes to show you, I guess, that life kind of evens its way out, you know? You can look like hell and just fake your way through life with no problem, and you can look just tremendous like you do and just be behind the eight ball your entire life, Alan.
Stressed out beyond belief, you know?
Yeah. Just stressed out, I think, is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for spitting on my car because that's the only place it's clean now.
Neil, it wasn't me who spit on your car, man.
Spencer really messed up. He schmutzed up my car last week. In fact, this week he's supposed to straighten it out. He messed up that Corvette. I was almost in tears.
I just had my car cleaned the other day. Guy did a really good job.
Did he?
Yeah, for $28.
Wow. Well, we don't pay Spencer that much. Maybe we ought to start paying him a little more. He might actually do a job.
I don't know, Neil, but I need a job now, so.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, we're here for a public service. Maybe we can land something for you. Somebody who's like a masochist who wants to put up with it. So when are you coming to visit, Alan?
I don't know. Can I come down to the station?
When?
I don't know. Whenever.
Oh, sure. Anytime you want.
Anytime I want.
No.
As long as I'm not here.
As long as
I'm not here either.
All right. Can I have the show for myself for a
day? Alan, like Sunday would be a real good
day. Yeah, Saturday or Sunday, man.
Saturday or Sunday. Yeah, I think I can fit both those.
You can come down, sit in on the Best of Neil. It's on tape.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're okay. I was really wounded when a guy called the other day and said you hated me with a passion. I thought, what the hell did I ever do what's his name?
How could I hate you? I mean, I really don't even get to listen to you because I work from 10 till 3, so.
How about those Gators, huh?
Yeah, Gators. You know,
suck, yeah.
I'm a Hurricane fan anyways.
Well, that's good.
You know.
I'm happy something worked out well in your life, Alan.
Yeah, at least the Gators are going somewhere.
Well, listen, you can come by anytime you like, Alan. Just give us plenty of advance notice. Mm-hmm.
Of advance. How many weeks do you need in advance?
At least a day's notice, okay?
No way.
Absolutely
not.
I'm going
to bring my friend Jason C.
Sure. Bring those good-looking guys by here. It's okay to look, Alan. That's what they always told me.
Yeah, he's another tough.
No.
Another douchebag.
No.
Okay, Alan, have a great life.
Yeah, you too,
Neil. Good luck to you.
He better not come here.
Will you stop it already? Stop degrading and humiliating yourself. It's just a joke. He's not coming
here.
Well,
he takes it literally,
no,
what you said.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, that's why I said
that. You can't handle it, that you're too juvenile.
No, I had to say it because they all take what you say literally, and they believe what you say.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think on his worst day he could be any worse than Joe's friend that was here that day?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I think you're wrong. I think that Quinella that day was pretty
unconscionable.
Pretty unconscionable.
And what
Although
that
you
tell
weren't
you?
Throwing anything. Well, that's because you've got a thing with Alan. I think it's kind of like a little love-hate, you know what I mean?
No.
It's 10 before noon. I think there's something there that doesn't quite meet the eye.
No. Nope.
Anyway,
I'm looking at the world through fly's eyes, looking at the world through fly's eyes, looking at the world through fly's eyes. And you can just buzz off. Well, I think I'll buzz in the front door. I think I'll buzz around the back door screen. I think I'll buzz around your face. And then I'll land on the ceiling. Buzz, 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 buzz.
It's 11:53.
Thank you. I really appreciate you turning that off.
But you don't know who brought that in. Todd is bringing material now, okay? Now, let's have a vote. Rob's Moon or Fly's Eyes?
Now, these people that Bernie says, have
it's
they ever
the
heard this show?
W-I-O-D, Mung Off.
They ever heard this show in their entire life?
Would you leave him alone? Now you're going to start picking on Todd?
I was talking about both. Go ahead.
See what I mean? Bears out exactly what I said before.
Oh, jeez. If they...
Now, if he was old and ugly, you'd probably be a big fan of Todd, okay? You'd probably want him in here all the time like a security blanket.
Oh, yeah, right.
But you're threatened by these young, good-looking guys. Like when Ross comes
threatened.
In, you start crawling under the table. Mitch says he's on his way, by the way. Now, Mitch shouldn't have to come in here on a holiday.
Not necessary.
Besides, by the time he gets here, I'll be gone.
In
oh,
a GTR.
Geez, you didn't have to do that.
Sure.
Boy,
not
nobody
necessary.
Else is here today. Oh, it's still going? Oh, that was just the tail end there. That was good. I couldn't do that again in a million years. Did you hear that? I potted it up. And just the last... Well, Todd is from Plant City. Doesn't that sound like his kind of humor?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No question.
Kind of like that down-home, corn-spun... Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff. Like almost Nashville humor, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But he eats a mean sandwich, I'll tell you that. Okay, let's go to Miami. Hello.
Hey, big boy.
Oh,
ever
my...
been with a veteran?
What?
They got big hands.
Yeah. Oh, this isn't him, is it?
And I got a friend who wants to talk to you.
No, that's not the real PP. That's an imitator.
Yeah, PP Junior.
What? It doesn't work. It's like screwed up. The monitor, I got it cranked up to 7.
You know what would be more important?
And it
check
just,
the AC. That would be absolutely...
Oh, now, don't start ordering him around like some kind of a petulant goofball.
Ordering, I'm suggesting.
Boy, the way he said that, like some kind of... Who the hell do you think you are, okay? This is America's premier engineer who comes schlepping in here on his day off to get some food.
Now, listen.
And pretending to want to fix the air conditioning.
Yeah.
And you're ordering him around like some kind of a lackey, like he was Spike Wise or some...
Now, Mitch has only known me for about 12 years.
That's no excuse. How long did you know, what's his name, from Hot 105 that came in the morning and you shined that morning? Jim, what's his name?
Yeah, let's go through
whose
that
name,
again
Jim
today.
Jim Schuyler, whose name I can never
let's
remember.
Let's go through that episode today. It's been a while.
He insulted him. He treated him like crap. He came in the building. He brought us all that material, and he treated him like garbage. Turned his back on him.
Well, we need to go
if
through that again.
If it would have been
again.
Alan, you wouldn't have treated him any worse. How do you like... Is that saying a lot? If it wouldn't, our Alan, okay?
I didn't throw things at Jim.
Now, you got to admit, Alan looks good, okay? You got to admit that. from a distance.
Yeah, like a like one end of a football field to the other.
Well, that's only 100 yards.
Yeah, that's about right.
You want to see me run fast? Now, he does. He's a great-looking guy, but he's just got like a thing over his head, you know?
Yeah, exactly. A black thing.
He was born under a black thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Margate, hello.
I like that Brian Wilson song myself.
Do you?
Yeah, it's a great song.
Well, good. We'll send you the CD in the mail. Get out of here. I can't hear a thing on these phones. They're getting lower and lower.
Yeah, they are.
It's like they're fading out.
Sometimes it's a blessing.
Who did, was it the Stones did not fade away?
Yeah.
Or was that Buddy Holly?
No, Stones.
Both.
Both, you're right.
And if we had a version of that, I'd play it, because I think that's what's happening to the callers. They're like fading away. Each caller gets a little lower. And I got this thing cranked up. If I crank it any louder, they'll think Rick Sklar is programming the show. We got so much reverb. I-61.
You're like Ricky Ticky.
Not quite. I-61. Yeah.
Hear that? Yeah.
Okay, let's go to West Palm Beach. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, I got a Lee Fowler spy report.
Oh, good. That's a set.
Okay, in the Saturday's paper.
An hour and 8 minutes to go. This isn't Lloyd, is it?
No.
Boy, you sound like Lloyd's twin something.
Oh, I never met Lloyd. I don't know who
consider
he is.
Kiss the ground, sir. Kiss the ground.
Okay.
There's another good one. I bet you Alan knows him, too.
Well, he took a poll on his
show. Lloyd went to sleepaway camp with Stem.
And the poll was, which local newscasters and national casters he would want to see, his viewers would want to see nude in a Playboy centerfold. Okay.
Ann Bishop.
No, she didn't make the list. But for Channel 12, they picked Jackie Bang and Steve Walford.
Jackie Bang.
Right, for Channel 25, the new station.
No, see, now he's giving us all these Palm Beach people that we can't even see.
You
okay, go ahead.
It'll take a second. Sheila O'Connor for 25. And for Channel 10, Terry Merriman. And Channel 5 didn't come out, but however, Jennifer Vellapi, who's now at WOR,
oh, yeah.
They picked mm-hmm. her.
I heard they picked Tom Dunn, too.
And for National, they picked Kathleen Sullivan,
ooh,
Maria Shriver.
You know something, sir? I would rather meet my maker than have to look at Kathleen O'Sullivan naked, or dead and naked.
And those that didn't make it, which I'm surprised, were Connie Chung and Jane Pauley.
How about Jessica Savage? How did she make out?
Not too well.
Well, I know Lee's audience. You know, they're pretty sick. I thought she might have been the top of the list.
Also, Linda Ellaby. She didn't make it at all either.
Yeah. How about Arlene Francis?
No.
Bess Meyerson?
No.
Ed Koch?
No.
Okay, have a nice day, pal. We sure appreciate all that really important Palm Beach information, boy. They're so carried away with themselves up there. They think the whole world revolves mm-hmm. around their little bush league town.
They
okay?
sure do. We don't know who
just
any
like
of those
people down here think the whole world revolves around this big bush league town. Anyway, Gail, not so bright, is standing by. Look at that. Only an hour and 5 minutes till.
I think it's 6 minutes.
Till airtime on the super on the stupid right. station. And April. Oh, April's got the new news. Whoever's got it, go ahead and do it, please.
WIOD.
Oh, jeez. Oh. It's 12:04 at WIOD. That's what we needed, was to come back a little bit early.
It's a minute early.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Well, no, the pot was closed because somebody, you know, that cart that we played about 20 seconds of?
Mm-hmm.
It was on about like a 7.5 minute cart. And I went to play.
Oh, it's so good.
But I think probably it's just as well it didn't fire, you know what?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a mess today. Another mess.
I was feeling better for a while there.
Yeah,
and
relapse. It's real mung. It's real hot and uncomfortable. So if Steve is by any chance listening, I doubt it, but if he's listening, you might want to have second thoughts, okay? Call in sick and let them put some tapes on. How come if they can do that on Saturday, they can't do it during the week? You know, just slap some tapes on?
They can do it anytime they want.
Yeah. How come if they can get away with it every Saturday and put the audience in a coma or that embarrassing tape repeat crap, how come they can't do it on a holiday so we can have off? Oh, and here's Mr. Arnold with all those burgers. Boy.
Perfect timing.
Wow. So, I'm so sorry I can't eat any of them. I had a little piece of that sandwich, and I just threw that away. I just can't do it. But I'm sure that will be real. And then, of course, to top it all off, Andy and Todd, they go out. There's some stupid shooting or something. You know, we get shootings all the time here. And they're out there in the WIOD news car. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, with a hole. What is that? No, but I mean, what is that? That's more of them?
Yeah.
Boy, you went nuts today. Boxes and boxes and boxes. Oh, my God.
This is my wife.
Hi, how you doing? Great. Nice to see you. The bird, and there's Fat Rich, and that's a fan over there, and the moon and the stars. Oh, and sodas? Great. I hope with a lot of sugar and ice. Brought me a diet, huh? Oh, nuts. I'll have the real one. God almighty, you guys just went nuts today. Okay. Yeah, we'll put that right in the corner here. Thank you very much. Boy, that's great. Oh, great. Thank you very much. That's good. Thanks a lot. Okay, there they go, Mr. and Mrs. Arnold, on their way back to working their brains out, because they're open every day over at Arnold's Royal Castle.
Mm-hmm.
125th and Northwest 7th Avenue in North Miami, and they brought us just tons. Now, Cheryl, are you going to come and eat, or are you going to just keep waltzing around the building and doing the Kazatsky in the hallway? Is she going to come and eat? Oh, there she is. We only had to beg three times. We got enough stuff, and they've got some chicken soup there, too, okay? It'll be great for you. You might learn. That's it. Come on, April. Just chow down. Pig out. Go nuts. What are those? Oh, not for me. No, I can't eat anything. I'm sorry. I appreciate it. But if I touched that boy, it would be Breast City. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
Anytime. Nice doing business with you. And this is the last holiday I'm working. Oh, tell your fake boss in there tomorrow, never again. That's
take
my
a box.
Slogan. Okay, he wouldn't understand what that means, but...
Take a box.
Yeah, take a box. Just go nuts, guys, because we're
take
just,
a box. Yeah.
What he's trying to say is take a box and get out. That's what he's
trying to say.
No, You are cruel today to Gail and April.
That's not what I'm saying, and they know it.
That's exactly what he's saying. Take it and get the hell out. Yeah, go ahead. No, he's not. Surly. Obnoxious.
I know.
You should have heard what he said to Alan. It was unrepeatable. Anytime, okay?
Well, that's true.
Anytime. 1208 at WIOD. I may be leaving in about 22 minutes.
I know.
Partly because of being sick and partly because of the Cubs game. Mostly because of being sick. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it would be fun to kind of watch part of it in here while it's while the show is on. I don't think I can make it that far, though. It's just so close in here, isn't it?
Very. It does not feel good in here at all. If we didn't have the fan.
I mean, I was sick when I came in, and now we come in and the air is off and the building is in disarray. And this is the way it stays, man. As long as the corporate head honchos aren't in the building, the place can be, they don't care, it could be burning to the ground. Right. Don't bother us. We're busy on holiday, you know. Every day's a holiday for these people around here. It's pathetic. What is she running? Did you see Cheryl just running down the hall? What the hell is she
doing? What could be that important?
Just racing down the hall.
What could be that important?
And look at this. We got three open lines on the board, too. We were off like a house on fire, if you pardon that expression. And now we got three people dropped off. I can't blame them, because if I were out today, if I were not here today, I'd find something better than this.
No kidding.
Wouldn't you?
Then rehashing all the games. There must be something more important. No? Well...
What a look.
I guess I'm wrong.
First you attack Alan, okay? That wasn't bad enough. Then you start attacking April and Gail for no reason at all. Like, take the box
them.
And get the hell out of here.
That's not what I said.
Now you're attacking the Cubs.
No.
Yes. Trust me. Is that on the facts or is this just a note? It says, Todd says when he comes back, there had better be some burgers left for him. He's gone to a murder. Well, I got news for you, Todd. The next murder you go to may be your own, okay? With another note like that. That's as surly as your note. Or whatever you said before to Mitch.
I didn't say anything surly to Mitch.
Was it surly or not? It was said in a very disrespectful, surly tone about, I'd start working on the AC first.
No.
Before worrying about the levels on a stinking goddamn ceiling.
Well, don't you think I was right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding.
Oh, this! I'm serious. They got to get their act together here. They got to get their stuff together. This building is just impossible. I mean, we had some warm days at Zeta, but this is like sultry is the word I'm looking for. It's only 95 degrees in the shade out there, and it's like,
well, you know how you always wanted to.
I'm sick to begin with.
You always wanted to do the show outside.
Yeah, probably is a lot cooler outside. I don't doubt that. Oh, this is appropriate. It's the Boca Puker. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to wish you and the bird a happy Memorial Day.
It's Captain Brech.
Yeah. I just hope you get to feeling a little better before the day's over.
Can I see one of those sodas that they brought me before you drink all of them, Rich? Yeah. Or is that just ice? And what's inside? Because this is getting a little pee warm here, if you pardon that expression. What's that, sir?
I just hope you get to feeling a little better.
As soon as I get out of this building, man, and I think I'll be out sick for about a week. That's the only way you can do it here. They won't give you any time off voluntarily, so you have to get sick.
Listen, you and the bird have a good
day. Oh, no, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the Diet 7 up over the ice.
There you go.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Arnold. You're just terrific. They are.
See, now it's...
They went nuts today. They brought boxes and boxes of these little burgers, and they brought chicken soup and sodas and ice, and God, was that nice,
Well, listen, Neil.
Yeah.
I got to go outside and turn my ribs over, so you guys take it easy, all right?
Okay, get that finger ready to go down your throat now.
No, not today. I got to keep it all down today. It's good food.
Okay, see ya.
All right.
Bye. I'm disappointed. 12 minutes past. I'd get on it right away, Mitch, if I were you, okay? Whatever it is. I just can't believe you. You're so surly and crass and hostile.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Well,
just inhospitable, my God. What is the verdict? Is the thing,
if he uses words that we can actually say.
Well, it's not as dirty as...
It's not as bad.
It's not as bad
everybody
as
thinks.
Howard Stern normally is.
I see.
But, you know, I think it's worth listening to. I think Neil will have a good time with it.
Okay. Now, you guys aren't working today, are you?
Well, I'm here in the office.
There's no traffic, is there?
No. Very limited service today.
Yeah. I'm going to have an easy time on the way home, I hope.
Well, you know, don't go to any of the parks. I
mean, no.
You're going to get some delays going to the park.
Oh, I see. No, I'll stay away from them.
But you should have a pretty fair day today.
Okay.
Everybody's at home.
Yeah, if they have any brains, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll see what it sounds like, okay?
Sure, I'll tell you what. I'll tape it for you. I'll make a dub of it, and I'll see if I can get it to your studio sometime this week.
All right.
Okay?
See ya.
Okay.
All right. There they are. Traffic Patrol, who has obviously very, very little to do today, thank God. All right. Hollywood?
Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
I was wondering, did you happen to catch the end of the Indy 500?
I did see the, I saw the, the highlights on the news.
Right.
And I must say they had some great crashes this year, didn't they?
Well, no crash is great, you know.
No, but I mean, you know, incredible. The one where they had the camera right in the middle.
Right.
Where it knocked the camera out, that was unbelievable. I was being facetious, of course. But he walked away. It was this unbelievable crash with car parts flying everywhere.
The biggest piece of the car that was left was the engine.
Yeah, and he just hopped out like nothing.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
did you see
him? The technology that they have
amazing.
Now, it's just amazing.
It sure is. Because that looked like the worst. That's why I can say the crashes were great, because nobody was hurt, apparently.
Well, one of them really frosted my ass a little bit. I'd like to call Everson Fittipaldi a douchebag, because he bumped Al Unser Jr. there right at the end.
Yeah,
and,
I saw that.
Caused him to lose the race.
But Unser didn't protest or anything.
Well, I'd like to protest.
Would you? Well, don't you think he would have if he had felt he had been wronged?
Well, I would think so. But,
and he didn't.
Well, I really wanted to see Al Jr.
I see. Okay. But it was a really spectacular race. The highlights I saw were really good, I must say.
It was truly one of the best races ever.
Yeah, and I can
I've been to several of them.
Yeah, and I can understand why so many people go up there. It really is spectacular.
Well, it is really a happening.
It really is, yeah. It
oh,
really
absolutely.
Is.
Just like Daytona, you know.
Uh-huh.
In fact, the Coca-Cola 600 was pretty hot yesterday also.
Okay.
That came down to within just like a split second. The two that finished.
Uh-huh. You're fading away.
Well, I'm really kind of disappointed that Neil wasn't feeling well and he left.
Well, it really is bad here.
A real hot Memorial Day lightning round.
We're going to do the lightning round.
You are. Can I hold, please? I have something I have to queue up for you.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Should we put him on hold? I mean, it's only... Okay, well, it's only... he's on 5. We'll put 5 on hold. So we'll see how many lines we can get on hold like Neil does. I don't know if we will or not, but... all right, let's go to Miami. Hi.
How you doing, Bert?
Okay.
All right, listen, so you're going to have a lightning round?
Yeah, I think we're going to do it anyway.
All right, can you put me on hold too, buddy?
Oh, no.
I think you're going to get a bunch of calls now.
No, I was just kidding. No, call. You don't have any problem.
No, all right.
Okay?
You got it.
Okay, you call back. Thanks a lot. Yeah, we're gonna, Neil didn't have the energy. I think I can do it. We'll do a special Memorial Day lightning. I mean, could I possibly go a day without hearing the dork lady? I mean, you know, come on, let's get serious. Okay, he's gone. Now, listen, what do you want? Hello? He's gone.
Okay. Hello?
Oh.
Hello.
What do you want?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I only heard a verse of that Rob's Moon song, but it sure sounded better than that FCC thing you played.
Now, listen, that FCC thing is a classic.
A classic?
Yeah.
A classic what?
Well, it's so bad, it's good. Have you ever heard it before?
No, that's
not. Now, see, you got to hear it a couple times.
Oh, it's torture me some more, huh?
Yeah. It's a spoof.
I figured that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well,
okay.
I'll let you get away with it.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well,
thanks a lot. Boy, it must be a holiday. They're going real easy on me. We have time for one more. There's nobody on this line, is there? No, they're gone. Boy, the lines are clearing out. We're going to have a 1 to 2 hour today. This is going to be good. Uncle Neil left early. The AC is fouled up here, and it's a holiday, and the Cubs are on, and he had to get out of here. Rich, we don't have to watch the Cubs now. We don't have to listen to all that hazarai. Boy, we had a good day after all. Now, somebody's in the newsroom. It's either Gail or April or somebody will bring you the 1 o'clock news. And we're going to come back and we're going to have... Oh, no, I'm a minute early. I'm sorry, Nick. Oh, boy. Palm Beach. They're not there. These lines are clearing out just because Neil left, you know. I mean, come on. We're going to do a 1 to 2 hour. Yeah, we're going to do a 1 to 2 hour. And Neil's driving home, you know. We have to do something. Keep that in mind, kids. Neil's listening. He's monitoring, okay? He's driving home. It takes him like 40 minutes to get home. So he's going to hear like the first half hour, 1 to 1:30. He will hear it. Trust me. So you can't slack off. And you can't bail out, you know, you think Neil's gone, you know, the teacher's away, you know, what, the cat's away, the mice will play. No. Come on now. Let's get our brains working again. Uncle Neil's listening. He's monitoring. He's listening to every word. He's not listening to Sandy. Now, get serious. Now, think about it. So, you people, you know, all right, I'm going to give you a couple minutes. We'll go to the newsroom, get the 1 o'clock news, give you a couple minutes to get it together, take a deep breath, and then we'll be back, and we will have the 1 to 2 hour.
Indeed. 524-WIOD in Broward, or 655-278-WIOD in the Palm Beaches. Other areas may call collect. The opinions expressed by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily those of the station. Now, here's Neil Rogers on News Talk Radio 610-WIOD.
Neil, that man wake you up in the morning, call you douchebag without a warning. Neil, you hop out of bed, put a comb to your head, when the bird read the news, you wish it was dead. Neil, if you jump and you ride down 95 behind Canadians and blue hairs and all that jive. Neil, take you 2 hours just to get to work, while you rush to get there and your boss is a jerk. Neil, that's another day with the same old crap. Do what I do, do the Neil Rogers rap.
Uncle Neil left, kids. Bailed out of here. Left. I really can't blame him. The AC is fouled up. It's a holiday. The Cubs are on, you know. And I got to get Rich when he gets back in there to get the damn Cubs off our TV. Oh, by the way, before we go to the phones, and every line is lit. I know that's weird. So we'll go see what they want. But first, I got something for you here.
Yeah. Wonderful.
The most happy fellows. What do we
which happens to be Lee Wer Sherwood, every morning from 6 until 9 a.m. That's his problem, actually. You know, we've been telling you quite a bit about this cat and his personal life and so forth and so on. He's got a big problem, and it happens to be that he gets up every morning to be here at 6 o'clock. And that's not too bad, you know, but he stays around here all day and he messes around, making little things here, a little this, a little that. And it sort of gets to you every once in a while. You know, I mean, you can't, you only, you know, put so much of yourself into your work. You should have a little time for play and rest and relaxation and stuff like that, you know. But even when he goes out, you know, with his wife and stuff like that, they go out in the mobile unit and listen to the police radio.
Cry, baby, cry, baby, cry.
These are the angels.
That Ricky Ticky, yeah, he's a piece of work, isn't he?
Yeah, piece of something. Okay, Palm Beach, hello.
Hey, Bert.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hey, first belated birthday wish.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, listen, I'm the one that sent you those Phoebe Cates pictures about a month ago.
Oh, which ones?
The ones with from Paradise and Ridgemont High.
Oh, thanks.
The ones from the High Society, whatever it was.
Yeah, oh, the nude pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
The nude pictures of Phoebe.
You put those in your shrine or not?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I didn't know if you'd seen them before or why. I knew they were kind of old. But
yeah, I think I may have, but it didn't matter. You know what I mean?
I thought that 8x10 of her, though, was the full chest view might do.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, really.
That Phoebe.
Okay, just wanted to say hey, and great show.
Nice to hear from you. Thanks for the pictures.
Okay, bud.
Okay, bye. By the way, I want to thank Hank Goldberg. The shirt he gave me for my birthday. He gave me a WIOD Miami Hurricane shirt. Very nice. Really nice award over the weekend. Really nice shirt. And Hank, thanks a million for that. I know he's listening because he is, of course, a Neely. Neely's not here. And can you blame him? Anybody with any brains is not here, I think. Miami, hello.
Hey, Bert.
Yeah.
You know how Neil always tells everybody to get a life?
Uh-oh.
Well, anyone that would go home on a Memorial Day to watch the Cubs play should get a life. What do you think?
I think I couldn't have put it better myself, sir.
Hey, listen, how about extending that lightning round to a half hour today?
No, no, no. But we will do it. We weren't even going to do it at all.
Well, at least for 10 minutes or so.
Well, we'll see. We'll do it. We'll do a good long one, though.
More thing, Bert.
Yeah.
I just want to tell Kenny L. and Ugo that they're moronic douchebags.
Boy.
All right, take it easy.
Boy, is that guy, you think I'm surly? What about that guy? Miami, hello.
Hey, Bert, how's it going?
All right.
All right, hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I ran into Sally Fitz in the supermarket. You know what she had in her shopping cart? Just boxes and boxes of sugar shockers.
Shall we, wow, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, some calls for Uncle Neil today. Let's take our life in our hands now and go to Boca. Hello.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
I was calling about, in the news segment, you're running a thing about the tomb guards and the old guard, the guys walking the tomb.
Yeah.
I used to be one of them.
Uh-huh.
But you know one of their prerequisites for getting there? They didn't care, you know, what you did in Vietnam or anything. It's just as long as you never had sex with another man.
Is that right?
I'm serious.
This was what they were really interested in.
Yeah, one of their main worries was that you had never had sex with another man.
Oh, my God. Well, see, they know what's important.
It was sickening. I mean, they get you in this big room and, you know, trying to intimidate you and scare you to death.
Hmm.
And that's the only thing they talk about.
What city did you do it in?
It was in Arlington.
Up in Arlington, yeah. What's that movie?
Gardens of Stone.
Gardens of Stone. That's quite a movie.
I saw it.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Parts of it are pretty representative.
Uh-huh.
You know, it does a fairly decent job, but, you know, it doesn't tell the whole story.
I understand, but it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would recommend it, actually. Gardens of Stone.
I was even thinking of buying a copy. I rented it, and having been there, I thought about buying a copy, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, that showed some of the screwed up inside, you know, priorities.
That's what I mean. You know, it didn't matter, you know, how screwed up you were, whether you were, you know, whacked out on drugs or anything, just as long as, you know, you were on the surface, you could look good and
yeah.
They were real homophobes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be damned. Well, I like you telling that story today.
Well, I don't know why, but I, you know, Memorial Day, they used to make us go out and do all kinds of strange things for the people, and I just thought I'd call you and offer that.
Glad you did. Have a good day.
Okay.
See ya.
See ya.
That was Boca? Yeah. Okay. Miami.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
You guys have really been making me laugh a lot lately.
We have or we haven't?
Oh, you have.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if I could make you all laugh a lot today, too.
Well, we'll see, I guess. I guess we'll judge it.
I've got about 10 seconds worth of material that I could queue up.
Now, you want to blow it here all at once?
Maybe about 11 or 12 seconds.
Okay.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Okay, yes. Ain't no love like the love of a young boy.
You sidewalk sissy. You
know, people are assholes.
You're gay, you big gay.
I'm falling and Steve Kane can't get it up.
Well, thank you, Neil. Thank you.
You sissy willa, you big gay.
What a bit of pill.
Little preview there. It's sort of like the lightning round, just sort of like lightning round headroom. Yeah, kind of a little sample, a little montage that we are going to do today. Neil wasn't going to do it. He didn't have the energy, and I understand, but I will do the lightning round. We'll go into that in just about a half hour. See? So you have something to look forward to. Let's go to Sunrise next.
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Okay, how you doing?
Pretty good. Is it okay for Sons of Chronics to call today?
Yeah.
Now that Neil's gone?
Yeah.
This is Barry Jr.
Holy Toledo.
How you doing?
Neil just drove off of I-95, sir.
He wrecked about three
he just
cars
wrecked.
Ran into that semi-tractor trailer.
Exactly right. He just drove right off the road. Right into the, yeah. What
Hopefully.
Are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
I figured Dad's out of town. I'd give you a call.
Is
I'll
he?
I'll be your surrogate today.
Oh, so you're sort of... Don't forget what?
That must have been Grandma. Maybe Grandma'd like to get on the lightning round.
Excellent idea. Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, I have to agree with you with Phoebe Cates. She is gorgeous.
Isn't she?
Yeah, I'm waiting for some new material to come out with her.
There will be. There is some coming out. She's there's a new movie called Shag.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be out this summer or this fall, but it'll be out. There's more coming.
Yeah, I think it was the summer. Late summer is supposed to come out.
Uh-huh.
But just called to say hi, basically.
Well, good.
Can we hold for the lightning round? Maybe Grandma'd like to get on.
Well, in your case, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so now we have two on hold. Okay, we'll put Barry Jr. on hold. We have two lines now out of eight on hold. For you keeping score at home, okay, I'll say it again. Just we have two lines on hold. And,
It's the 1 to 2 hour.
He's a happy guy.
I'm not so happy, but I'm pretty confused, I'll tell you that. Hello there.
The most happy fella on wonderful WQAM.
Gino Pitney, theme for the movie. Same name. I think he did the theme in the soundtrack, as a matter of fact. 14 minutes past 11 o'clock on the Miami Toyota! Town without Pitney.
WIOD 117 610 WIOD. Depend on it. Okay, Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Bird, happy Memorial Day. How you doing today?
Good. How you now? This is it's Fort Lauderdale. Okay.
Fort Lauderdale.
Good. How you doing? You having a good day?
Not bad. Listening to you guys is a good way to pass the day. I had a party yesterday and I ate a little bit too much, so I got to relax and dig you guys.
Yeah.
Listen, I got a surefire way for Neil to avoid having to work on holidays.
Uh-huh.
I called you the last time Neil was sick. Remember, he was sick for about 4 days in a row.
At least a couple, yeah.
Well, no, he was, like, really sick for a bit. He was out for, like, 3 or 4 days,
yeah.
And he came back, and he wasn't feeling well.
Right.
I called you, and I relayed a story to you about when I was working on the beach in Lauderdale, and I said something about Canadians,
mm-hmm.
French Canadians,
mm-hmm.
and I got let go.
Yeah.
And then I had sent you a bit of information about me. I was disc jockey and everything, and you said to send the information.
Oh, sure, sure.
And you would keep it in mind for
yeah.
when Neil goes on vacation. I don't believe in radio people working on holidays myself, but me, I do it for the fun of it. So,
right.
So when Neil needs somebody, no, I ain't trying to bump him or you off the air. But, I mean, hey, the guy doesn't feel good, and, you know, you people are the only people down here in the market that are really worthwhile. You and I would get along great because I love baseball, but I'm not a Cubs fan.
Wow.
I'm one of the few. I mean, I'll watch the Cubs. I'll watch any team. I root for Texas.
Now, do you have a job yet?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Not in radio. I've been DJing on and off various parties and doing a few nightclubs, but I work a regular day job.
I see.
But the thing is, how many Texas fans are down here? Probably very, very few.
I never ever hear anything about it.
Well, there's a guy that plays for Texas that's from the Miami area, Palmeiro. He used to be with the Cubs. So there probably are a few Texas fans down here, but not enough to make you upset.
I thought when Neil left, we were going to stop talking about baseball.
Well, no, I'm just, you know, letting you know that such a person exists that would come in, have a great time. I don't use the word douchebag. I've got another word that I use that I don't think I better say right now, but it would go over pretty well. It'd be a new word for the vocabulary of the English-speaking people down here. I have one question for you if you can play something.
Yeah.
You had from, I guess it was GTR, about 2 weeks ago, a collection of new novelty things, and there was something about a Grateful Dead, something about Jerry Garcia or something like that.
Yeah, now that's on the Comedy Rock Network, which are on CD, and he didn't leave those for me.
Oh, well.
We don't have any cue sheets anyway. I couldn't find it anyway.
Ah, that's all right.
So I have to pass it on to Neil.
You still got the thing that I sent you, correct?
Yeah.
Well, look, if the situation occurs
that
you need a guest for an afternoon or whatever, let me know, because I'm well-trained. I go potty on the paper.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, I mean, Neil doesn't have to worry about me messing the studio. And I can hardly wait for Steve Kane's show. I mean, that's going to be about as exciting as having my teeth pulled.
Okay, I'm not sure. I want to be honest with you. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do when he goes on vacation, which is the first 2 weeks in July, by the way.
That's no problem.
It's like 4 weeks away.
That is no
problem. So I'll let you know.
Yeah, I'm going back to Connecticut for a weekend for a wedding, but aside from that, no problem, as my 9-year-old cousin would say.
I'll let you know.
Hey, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Enjoy the show. You're doing a great job.
See ya.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Somebody trying to worm their way into the show. Yeah, we have enough problems with that, trust me. Miami.
Yeah, listen, Bert, I'm going to send you my resume now, in case that maybe Spencer's feeling under the weather these days, so I'll be more than glad to come and fill in.
This is the second time he's tried that with me. He sent me his resume.
I remember.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think, now, Neil's going to go away for 2 weeks, okay? First 2 weeks of July. This is for all the Neelys to, you know, like, get your mind set, because Uncle Neil's going to be gone for 2 weeks, okay? And I think... I'm just going to sit in here with the callers and do the show. You know what I mean?
You've done it before, and it sounds great.
Yeah, Johnny Dark may come by one day, and we may do some little things like that, but I don't think we're going to do anything real major. That's what's in my mind, that we're just going to... Oh, my God! Spike Wise is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Holy Toledo, is he coming in here? He's got his kid. Spike, wait, sir, just hold on, okay? I got Neil's long cord. I'm going to walk around out to the door and see if I can get Spike Wise to come in here with his kid. I'm over at the door. Spike! Hey, Spike! He's chicken. He won't come in here. Yeah, if you can find him, Rich, have him come in here for a minute. He wants to talk about GTR, but we want to say hi to Spike. Spike's here on a holiday, sir.
That is amazing.
That's why, you know, I made such a big semis about it. We have a bureaucrat, the operations director of the radio station, he's here on a holiday.
That is to be commended.
No kidding. So I wanted to bring him in and commend him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I sent Fat Rich out. We'll see if we can get him in here for a second.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
I forgot. Okay, by the way, what is the status with the with that movie that Neil wouldn't see and the Captain Dave kept pushing on him?
He never saw. That was Blade Runner?
Blade Runner. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it. I saw it when it was in theaters, you know, years ago.
Oh, so
back about 85.
Sound system.
I watched it again about a month or two ago. It's very shaky. Have you ever seen it?
It doesn't transfer well to the TV screen because it's a white screen.
Yeah.
You see it on the laser disc where they letterboxed it and put the surround sound.
Now, that hurts, but you're right about that. But I did see it in the theater back when it was new. And I remember liking it better back then. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a very visual movie. If you don't really get the full impact of the theater with the sound effects and the full wide screen.
Yeah, you're right.
Rachel Ward was also very good looking in that film.
Yes.
You know, they gave her that 40s look that was really incredible.
Wasn't Sean Young in that,
too? Sean Young, not...
Yeah, not Rachel Ward. Sean Young.
Right.
She did look great. I think that was her first movie or something.
Yeah. Oh, she was stunning in that movie. I never recognized her again after you saw her in the next movie.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's one of the main reasons I looked at it, was to look at Sean Young.
Yeah.
And she looks good, but she's nuts, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, also...
Can't find Spike Wise. He disappeared, man.
He disappeared on you.
Aw,
man.
Wanted to speak to him for a minute. Okay, Spike. 97 GTR, okay? All right. We have to do that for Spiker.
By the way, Bert, happy belated 29th.
Thanks.
Okay, well, listen, I'll talk to you next time.
Okay, bud.
Take care.
Bye. All right, there he goes. Now, is this possible we have a call from Homestead on the line? Every line is full.
Howdy, Bert. This is Hap from Homestead, but you know what my friends call me.
Hey, how you doing, Hap?
I'm doing great. I just want to talk about that last caller. He's got about as much chance of getting on that station as Neil does of marrying a woman.
Yeah. Boy, you have a way of making a phrase there,
Hap. I've got a good feeling it ain't ever going to happen.
Yeah.
But what I'm doing right now, I'm doing something almost legal. I'm selling concert tickets.
You're what?
I got concert tickets for The Who. I got first row center.
I thought you said you had Gonzer tickets.
Well, no, Gonzer. You got that right. He won't let me talk to him anymore.
No, so. You're gone as soon as he hears who it is. You're gone.
I was hoping he's going to be there because I was going to try the lightning round today, but what are you going to do?
Well, we are going to do it, and you will get through.
Thanks, Bert. Take care.
Okay, Hap. There he is. A very, very brief appearance, but compared to Uncle Neil, that was incredibly long and ponderous. Yeah, ponderous, that's the word, right, Uncle Neil? I can't believe he's listening to this while driving down I-95. You can't find Bill Wise on there. He disappeared out of here like a bat out of hell. Now, first of all, we want to, you know, commend him. The only bureaucrat at WIOD in the building.
For that.
No, you can't. Yeah.
No, he should be up here for coffee.
Are you in New York City?
Yeah, right here at Washington Square Park.
Oh, my God.
From the top of the Empire State a while ago, but it was busy. It's been busy all day.
Weird. Yeah, every line's full. I don't understand. Every line's full.
Hey, I just saw Robin Williams in the park.
Good.
With his kids.
How's the weather up there?
Today it's gorgeous.
Yeah?
It's like 66 and clear.
Like 66 WABC, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't find what's his name on the
Howard?
No.
He's on K-Rock.
Yeah, but nobody seems to know what
it's low on the dial.
Yeah.
I'll say that. It's is it 92? It's something like 92.
Yeah, I was fiddling around.
Yeah, you can find him. Look way down low on the FM dial.
Uh-huh. Well, we're heading out back to Miami in about 3 hours.
Oh, well, then forget it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I couldn't resist getting through to my man.
Yeah. Well, he packed
you remember me anyway. I'm your old buddy, Jimmy Jr.
Jimmy Jr.
That's right, Glenn. You sent me here in 1981.
Of course. Was that when it was 81?
It was 81.
Jimmy Cagney.
That's right.
Boy, those were the days.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
I sure remember you. What are you doing these days?
Well, I'm still trying to get that big break, you know, acting wherever I can. And,
I see.
You know, getting a little work here and there.
You know, they're doing something else at that theater now. They have it open again.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Showing old movies and...
Oh, right. Yeah, they're supposed to be having a big film festival there.
Yeah, that's right. So we wish them all the best.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, great. I'm glad you gave us a call.
Well, by the way, I got to tell you, I saw the most gorgeous Oriental woman with the nicest set of breasts. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, this was right up your alley.
You thought about me.
Absolutely. Right before we got into the cab. Oh, we had the most thrilling cab ride last night. The guy's going 100 miles an hour down Fifth Avenue. And I mean, we're talking major, major bouncing.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, I've had some cab rides in New York City, Jimmy. I'm serious. That I will remember till the day I die.
Yes.
I'm serious. I'll never forget them.
I mean, almost as good as a roller coaster.
Yeah, and very similar.
And
very
this guy's name had like 7 consonants.
Yeah.
Three vowels.
They all do. Isn't that funny?
Total trip. I'll tell you something. I mean, as much as everybody's so in love with New York, I'd rather be in Miami any day.
Yeah, me
too.
You know,
I'll take the heat and humidity.
Exactly. And we got it here today.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, we'll be sweating our coronas off tomorrow.
Well, sorry you missed Neil.
Yeah, me too. But hey, look, at least I got to talk to my main guy.
All right. See you later, bud.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, call from New York.
Unbelievable. Well, it's almost 1:30, so we're going to take a break here, and the lightning round will be on today, differing from what was previously announced. Previous host. No, I'm going to do it. We'll do it in about 15 minutes, okay? We'll be right back. 1:31, and we go to Boynton. Okay, now, first off, I want to, for all those with your scorecards at home, okay, line 5 and line 8 are on hold for the lightning round. Okay, you got that? Line 5, it's like bingo, you know, and line 8 are on hold for the lightning round. Okay, Boynton Beach, hello?
Hello, Bert. You're a douchebag.
Also, a very, very long appearance when Neil's not here. Miami.
Hey, Glenn, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, listen, I'm sure Neil's not listening anymore. Do you have a copy of the golf game for when he goes away on vacation?
Okay, now, this is a big secret, sir.
Well, he's not leaving home by now.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Nobody's listening anyway. Yeah. He doesn't know that. He knows deep down that I do. I have got it. I don't have it in my hands yet.
Well, keep it hidden.
It's hidden. I'm not going to tell you what city it is in. It's in a city in South Florida. And I'm going to get it before he goes on vacation. I mean, you know, for when he goes on vacation, which will be like in about 4 weeks.
Great.
And I will play it the first day.
Great. Hey, listen, do you know of any good Thai restaurants in North Dade?
The best one is Thai House 2 on 163rd Street. You ever been there?
No.
It's almost a federal highway. On 163rd Street, on the right-hand side, if you're going, you know, east, it's called Thai House 2. That is absolutely, without question, the best Thai food in North Dade.
Okay, I'll check it out.
My opinion, okay?
Okay.
See ya.
All right, bye.
Okay, and now we go to Hollywood. Hello.
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Good.
I'm sorry to bring up the subject of baseball again, but I think there's an expression, Pat Rich will probably agree with me, that Neil's forgotten.
Uh-huh.
And that's that if it's early in the season, if the Cubs are on top.
I think even I've heard that expression.
Yeah, given enough time, the Cubs have managed to hang themselves. They always do.
Uh-huh.
And I think the Mets will pull it back at them. I'm a big Mets fan.
Okay. Oh, that Bill Wise, come here. Okay, sir.
Thank you.
We got a bulletin. Here he comes. He's got his kid. Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Wise. He's coming down the hallway. Bill, come on in here. Come on in here, pal. Now, first off, we want to commend you, Mr. Wise. Hey. Hi. And Bill's one of Bill's sons. You are the only bureaucrat at WIOD that's in the building. Yes, please sit at that microphone.
97 GTR.
You're the only bureaucrat in the building on a holiday. What the hell are you doing here, Wise?
How hot it was.
Isn't it?
Is
it
nice. Rest of the building.
The rest of the building?
It's like this room.
Yeah. The rest of the building's like an ice cube, and this room is like a sauna, right?
Uh-huh.
Neil left, Bill. About 10:01, he packed it in. Now, who is this child here?
That's Benjamin.
Is he going to talk to us? Benjamin?
I don't think so.
How old is he?
He's shy.
He's like Boom Boom.
Just like his dad.
Now, Bill, I know some stories about you.
Uh-huh.
That nobody knows. Would you like me to tell a couple?
It's a holiday. Come on. It's a holiday, Glenn.
I'm looking for a cart because I want Benjamin.
Is Mitch fixing this air
conditioning? Yeah, the AC people are on the way. Now, Benjamin.
I heard you complaining about Mitch.
Yeah, they have a bad water pump or something. Yeah. It should be done by Sports Talk. Now, this is what we want you to do. Now, listen, Benjamin, are you listening to me? Now listen to this.
It's the 1 to 2 hour.
See, that's the kind of stuff we want you to do.
He'd rather eat his arm.
What in God's name are you doing in this part of town?
Just thought I'd come in and see what Rich had ordered for lunch.
Would you like a burger? Like a sandwich, sub from Captain Jimmy's,
well,
and we have burgers from Arnold's here.
That looks
and,
nice.
Yeah, would you like a little hamburger? A little cheeseburger?
Hamburger?
No.
Nope.
Are you going to talk to us? No. Okay.
We wanted to be in on the lightning round.
Oh, it's coming up in about 10 minutes. Yeah. You know.
So did I say 97 GTR?
We get the best calls starting Friday, Bill, on the hotline for the lightning round for some reason. Yeah, the best calls seem to come in on the hotline.
Okay, that's...
We're going to go take care of business, okay?
Business?
Yeah, well,
what?
You know, it's a busy day around here.
Oh, jeez, Louise. Listen to these guys.
Don't forget to listen to Herman and McBean tomorrow morning on 97 GTR.
Okay, now Neil might still be listening, so get out of here.
The Cubs suck.
All right, there he goes, kid. Spike-wise, there he goes. He's departing the studio. Okay. At 1:36 for those of you keeping it. Now, line 5 and line 8 are on hold for the lightning round. We just want to keep that clear. Deerfield.
I've got two sports reports, one for you and one for Neil.
Okay.
First of all, Steffi won 6-1, 6-1.
Really?
Gabby won 6-love, 6-love.
Oh, my God.
So, which buns do you like? Which ones do you like for the Open, Barrett?
Oh, Gabby all the way.
You like Gabby?
Oh, my! I have a terrible crush on her.
Yeah, me too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I have pictures of her. A listener sent me pictures of her. He snapped out at Lipton, I guess, a year or so ago.
Yeah.
Unbelievable young lady.
Anyway, yesterday you probably didn't watch the Lakers game.
Me?
But the highlight of the game...
Now, why would you think I didn't watch that?
Well, I have a feeling you might have been out doing things. But the highlight of the game for me was when they made a special announcement that Brent Bing Banger was 50 years old, and the entire crowd booed him when they brought the cake out.
Even I like that.
Well, that was quite humiliating.
Yeah, even I like that.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Doing a good job, Bird.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
All right.
Unbelievable.
Okay, now, let's go. This is pretty lively, isn't it, Rich? Miami.
Hello, Bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bird, I got a film report for you.
Film report?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to go check out Hear No Evil, See No Evil. See No Evil.
Now, that's the Richard Pryor...
And Gene Wilder
film. Gene Wilder films. Funny,
huh?
You
got a lady in there with the most gorgeous pair of legs.
You know who that's? Joan Severinsen.
Excuse me?
Joan Severinsen.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
I mean, the whole theater was going, ooh.
Uh-oh. And she's a brunette, didn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, my type. Oh,
definitely.
God.
You have to go check it out.
I like this series of calls. It's like balance here. You know, this week, first we drool over Gabby, now we're... This is good. This is good balance for this show.
I like it, too.
All right.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. All right, now we have another call from Miami. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Yeah. Every line is full. Hello?
Glenn?
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Getting ready for the lightning round, sir.
Yeah, before you get the lightning round going, can I get a, can I ask you a favor if you could play the I-95 song?
Wow. You know, I'll play it for you if I can find it, okay? And I'll tell you why. It's because it hasn't been on in weeks and weeks and weeks.
Right.
Now, would you like to talk it up?
Well, not really, because what I wanted to do was record it.
Well, it's on.
All right, thanks.
Good luck to you.
Thanks.
All right. He wouldn't talk it up. All right, so we're playing this well because it's a holiday. Got to kill some time, and plus it hadn't been on in a long time.
Well, I was driving down I-95 the other night. Somebody nearly cut me right off the road. I decided it wasn't going to do any good to get mad. I wrote a song about him instead. It goes like this. Were ye born an asshole? Or did you work it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine. Cause you're an asshole tonight. Yes, you're an A-S-S-H-O-L-E. And don't you try to blame it on me. Deserve all the credit. You're an asshole tonight. You were an asshole yesterday. You're an asshole tonight. I've got a feeling you'll be an asshole the rest of your life.
Cubs suck.
And I was talking.
talking to your mother just the other night. I told her I thought you were an asshole. She said, yes, I think you're right. And all your friends are assholes, 'cause you've known them your whole life. And somebody told me you've got an asshole for a wife. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole.
I don't do my job as well.
Disgusting program.
When I'm downstairs.
Well, you know, Neil's not here. Yeah, we can't. We don't have the perfection that we have when he's here. But it was okay. It was good to hear that again. Okay. Now, is it really line two? Is that the next one on the? Yeah. Okay. All right. Hello.
Hello,
boys. Hello. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was line two. Now, this is the one we want to go to. Boca. Hello.
And I vote for the lightning round.
You know, you can. And you know why? Because it's a holiday. Okay? Oh, no, I hung up on him. Oh, my God. See, you just can't get that perfection. I hung up on the guy. I meant to put him on hold. Hit the wrong... Yeah, there are no coincidences. I hit the wrong button. So you're just going to have to call in again. I'm sorry. Boy, you know, that's... Damn, that's a shame. All right, we'll take another call or two, and then we'll take the break, and then we're going to do... Oh, they're all going on hold for the lightning round. Is that what happened to Nick? Okay, all right. Well, we're going to update you here now. As you know, we have line 5 and 8 on hold. They asked to be on hold for the lightning round. Line 2 now is on hold for the lightning round. And line 7. And, of course, line 7 is Boca. Hello, Miami. Okay, I think we'll go ahead and take the break. We'll come back and do the lightning round. It's coming up right after this. The game in the Cubs. The Cubs suck, you know. Yeah, no score in the game. All right, are we ready? We're ready to go. This is my first lightning round, by the way. We have four lines on hold out of 8, and we'll take them first, and we'll see how it goes. Now, I've never done this before, so I got my fingers all ready to go here. I can't hear anything. Hello? Are we on the air? Yeah, okay. All right, here we go. It's 1:46, and here we go with the lightning round, okay? Hello?
Give me an L. Give me a U.
Boca, hello.
The angle of the dangle equals the mass of the ass.
This isn't too bad, is it? Okay, line 2, hello?
The secret's out, so many know.
I'm getting the hang of this. Okay, hello? Boca? Boca? Oh, jeez. You know, we were rolling along so good. Now, I'm just going to take them in order because I don't know what to do. Line 1, hello?
That's going to be Steve. Whoopsie.
Okay, you ran out of material. Now, it's hard. Neil's right. The levels are so low, it's hard for me to hear. So, Rich, if you hear anything weird, let me know, okay? Don't yeah. Okay, we dumped that one, okay? That's our first dump. That one didn't get on. All right, hello?
That's the show that Glenn Hill?
Okay. Now, I got to let the delay build up for a minute. The other one didn't matter. Okay, hello?
Bird.
Yeah.
What do you call a midget psychic that broke out of jail?
What?
A small medium at large.
That's not bad. Hello.
Herman McBean are the greatest.
Boy, that's spike wise. You know, he's just insatiable. Hello.
Sales people are assholes.
Very good, sir. Hello.
Bird.
Yeah.
You just gotta play the whacker twist.
You know, I wish we had time. Hello.
I got your mother over here.
Nothing on the hotline? All right, we'll start over again. Hello?
You amateur!
Hello?
If you're a Neely when you listen to Neil, are you a Hanky when you listen to Goldberg?
Excellent question, sir. Can you believe this, Steve? What you have walked into? You have walked into hell You have walked into hell. Hope you have a good time. You playing Trivial Pursuit today?
No.
No trivia today? Oh, you sure you don't want to reconsider? Hello? Yeah. Hello? Broward.
Sue Fodderman don't wear panties.
Broward.
Neil is still a bigger jackass than you are, Glenn.
You know, I can barely hear these people. I have no idea what he said, but that's okay. Hello?
It's Broward.
Bert. Yeah.
This is Barry's son's grandmother over here.
Boca.
Rolling,
yeah, I told you he'd get back on. No problem at all, okay? Palm Beach.
Bird, you have the face only a Nubian goat herder could love.
Still nothing on the hotline. Dade. Hello?
Pretty Bird.
I like that one. That was cute. Dade.
Glenn, you're still the best, but we're still dying over here.
Dade.
Hello?
Yeah.
May I speak to Glenn, please?
I've been waiting for one of those. That's good. Broward.
Glenn, tell Neil to butch up a little bit.
Broward.
Glenn, this is Dan the telephone man. I fell off the phone and I can't get it up.
Yeah. Broward.
Thank you, Rocky.
Bullwinkle. So nice to hear from Bullwinkle today, wasn't it? Boca.
Steve Kane makes me puke.
He's not doing Trivial Pursuit today. Can you believe that? He's gonna attack somebody. Palm Beach.
Mama me el bicho.
Okay. Dade.
A fat man can't stand the heat, so he gets out of the kitchen.
Dade.
Disgusting program.
Isn't it the truth? Dade.
Would you play the golden butt plug?
Broward.
I never did, man.
I don't get it. Broward.
Carolyn from Pembroke Pines is a brown nose chronic number one.
Wow. Okay. Broward.
I'm dying over here.
Oh, God. You know, Boca.
I'm fucking over here.
That's what I like, you know, a little creativity there. Palm Beach.
Bird. Bird's the word.
Still nothing on the hotline. The hotline is dormant today, which is strange. Dade.
X-Y, sir, asshole.
Okay. Dade.
My, oh, my, we're having some fun now.
Yeah, okay, boy, are we ever. Dade.
But my friends still call me happy.
Broward.
This is the smuttiest program I've ever heard.
Boy, all right. Hello, Broward.
Randy Bliss from Playoffs is a douchebag.
Okay, Broward.
I like to stick my weenie in Gabriella Sabatini.
Now, I cannot argue with that whatsoever, okay? Boca! Boca!
Would you like to...
Okay, I dumped that one also, Rich, and we'll... we can't. It's just too ridiculous. We're gonna wait for the delay to build up here for a second. And this will help kill some time here.
It's the 1 to 2 hours.
I think it's obvious. Okay, yeah, we gotta wait for the delay to build up a second, Nick, and then we'll continue. Broward.
There's a stationary fan over the middle.
Okay, all right. I can't hear half these calls anyway. The levels are so low. Broward.
Steve Kane's a maggot.
Never heard that one before. Broward.
Can I clean up your nest?
No. Boca.
Is this the Glenn Hill Show?
No.
No?
Palm Beach.
Hello.
Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah.
Dr. Fager thinks that Neil's a douchebag.
Okay, now the hotline is ringing, Rich. Look at this. Hello?
Hello. I did Steve Kane and Norman Kent last night, and they're my heroes.
Now, see, we've been waiting for a call on the hotline for all this old lightning round, and we got one, and wow. Okay, now every line continues to ring. This is almost spooky as we continue with our Memorial Day lightning round. Dade.
What's the question?
All right, good one. Dade.
The Cubs suck.
Yeah, I think we know that. No score in that big game, huh? All right, so Neil didn't miss a thing. Dade.
I'm Rufus over here.
Broward.
The Cubs frost my ass.
Yeah, me too. Broward.
You are a dildo.
We'll let that go. Broward.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey. Bird, yeah. You're a rear-ender.
We'll let that one go, too. See which ones we let go and which ones we don't. Boca.
You're as bad as you want to be, baby.
Palm Beach.
Funny. I hate the itching, but I don't mind the swelling.
And thank God the hotline is... We're just going through them. I go through them in order. You know, just we do Dade, then we do Broward, then we do the others. And then the hotline, if it's ringing, and thank God this round it isn't. So here we go with another round. All right, Dade.
At the end of two innings, it's the Braves 10, the Cubs nothing.
No, no score. Dade.
Don't hang up on me. Don't hang up on me. Don't hang up on me.
Dade.
You are as bad as everyone thinks.
Broward.
Dave and Bruce, you're a douchebag.
Okay. Broward.
Yes, Bird. I don't know whether to scream or eat your banana.
We'll let that one go, too. Broward. Broward.
Hello, Bird.
Yeah.
What do you call a person who uses hairspray 6 miles up?
I don't know.
An ozone provocateur.
All right. Boca.
Steve Kane is a gun snug.
Palm Beach.
It's not the quality, it's the quantity.
And thank God the hotline is not ringing. Now, I just go through them, you know, just in order, and we'll see what happens. Dade.
Yee-hee-hee, pothead.
Okay, Dade.
There once was a fellow named Cass, whose balls were made out of brass.
That's enough of that one. Dade.
Emre Klatu Narawat, that Joe Barangi Dengus.
I know. I don't know whether to scream or... Yeah, Broward.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
RoboCop. Yeah, Broward.
Pizza Man Pizza. This is Elvis.
Broward.
Neil's horse pick should be chalk, chalk, chalk.
Good one. Boca.
I'm waiting for Neil to puke.
Excellent. Palm Beach. Palm Beach.
Yeah, preparation A, provocateur.
All right, we did another round there, and no hotline ring, thank God. Okay, 156. We can go through them at least one more time. Okay, Dade.
I don't need a damn history lesson. I need help.
Dade.
Gary and Ken at Dishbase from Temple Sinai.
Okay, Dade.
Hey, as Sean says, Kevin and Dennis are both douchebags.
Okay, now let's go to Broward.
Thank you, Rocky.
Hey, we heard from Bullwinkle twice today. How cool. Broward.
So father men don't wear panties.
And another one in Broward. Okay, Boca.
You got it, baby. You got it.
Okay, and Palm Beach.
Where the hell's the dork lady?
You know, you're right. I wish you hadn't said that because now I'm all upset. The dork lady didn't call me. I'm doing the lightning round, which I've never done before. And the dork lady, who I have a terrible crush on, doesn't call me. All right. Dade.
You better like you all.
Dade.
I'm alive, you asshole.
And Dade.
I feel like my head going to explode.
Okay, we dumped that one. Didn't go on the air. Broward.
My wife hates this show, but I hate my wife.
Okay, Broward.
The beer, that's all, folks.
And Boca.
The dork lady makes me puke.
No, Palm Beach.
WRMF.
We're smiles. All right, can we do one more? And we'll do it through one more time, see if we can find the dork lady. Dade.
Glen Hill's a fruitcake.
Dade.
Where's the beef?
Oh, you talk about dated. Oh, my God. Dade.
Ooh, super sure.
Broward. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Jeffrey, get over here.
Broward.
Ollie, remember how dumb I used to be? Well, I'm better now.
Broward.
Jay and Domingo, don't buy a house.
Boca. Boca. Okay, Palm Beach.
Hey, Glenn, you're doing a fantastic job, provocateur.
Okay, and the hotline is ringing. Hello? Okay, we had to dump the hotline. Now, what does that tell you? That's it. That's the lightning round for today, our Memorial Day edition. When you have to dump the hotline, I mean, does that tell you anything? Okay, well, if they get the AC fixed, Uncle Neil will be back. And I'll see you, too, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, right here at 610 WIOD. The news is next.